just take a minute, okay? You have something to say. I have something to say. All right, so let's just talk, okay?
Well, fuck, let's get it then.
Quiet down now. It is time to watch the show. Yes, it started. Don't be licking me no more. Matter of fact, could you get me a handy why?
With their powers combined, they become pop culture. With their powers combined, they become Jim and Them, the greatest podcast in the world.
Cut some papers, you bitches.
This is a comedy show.
And we taking over the industry. We taking over the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's make something amazing happen right now.
Good evening, cowards. The retards.
Not everybody's trans.
Tupac Shakur.
I'm retarded.
Good evening, cowards.
Yes, welcome everyone. This, my friends, is Jim and Them. You are tuned in right now, live, and also every Friday night, 7-ish Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern. On your radio dial, twitch.tv/JimAndThem, kick.com/JimAndThem, and of course the Jim and Them YouTube. We get all the avenues, all the bases covered.
And Jim, that's just if you want to listen to Jim and Them.
True.
If you go to patreon.com/JimAndThem, you can get all sorts of extra cooler, well, maybe not cooler, different. You can get all sorts of different stuff.
Yes.
Extra bonus Jim and Them shows. Some of the most fun that we've had recording shows is just coming up with a random new idea, seeing how it goes, and then obviously nailing it. We nail it every single week, every time we try something new.
No question.
There's even a free tier. Like, let's say you're like, I don't know. I love you guys more than anything in the world, but I'm just a cheap, stupid bitch.
I can't be
bitch.
Separated from my money.
I can't be bothered.
We set that aside for the freetards out there.
Yeah.
The free tier for the freetards. All you got to do is go to patreon.com/JimAndThem, you could sign up. You could listen to the free stuff.
Yeah, there's
be free. Tell us you're alive.
Nice selection on the free tard tier. But then, hey, an even better selection if you're not a free tard.
And if you're a peon, you get even more, I think.
Speaking of which, Jeff, not peon, but being alive, I heard from one Sue Murphy.
I was going to get to that. You're jumping ahead.
My bad.
But no, you're right. You're right. But might as well. But yeah, go. I also did hear from Sue Murphy.
Oh, yes. Sue Murphy, let me know. Mike?
Yeah.
I want you to know. I'm alive.
Okay.
I show up, and what I do is I sometimes don't listen, and then I binge the shit out of the show, but I am definitely alive. And I was like, you know what? I'll make sure that everyone knows you're alive, Sue.
Yep. Sue's out there, still alive.
I want to say we vouched for her. I think we choked.
We did vouch.
Yeah.
We choked and we vouched.
We choked. We choked.
We vouched. We lived. We were smoking fat doinks in the office.
Go to Target and get that. Choke, vouch, live.
We choked and doinks. Get a choke and doinks clown shirt from the Jim and Them t-shirt store.
Choke doink.
Choke doink
clown shirt. It's still available on the Jim and Them T public page.
Yeah, get a choke doink mug.
You get a choke doink tank top. Summer's coming up. It's springtime now.
It's the first day of spring yesterday? It felt like it, baby.
It was a few days ago, but yeah, you're right. Spring's coming around. Get your choke doink.
It felt like a Louis sleeveless. Did nothing wrong tank top type of day.
And on the Patreon this week, we just put up our third episode of the Caddy Studs investigation where we discussed the toy box killer. A lot of fun on that one. If you're big into true crime,
if you're big into tortures,
if you're big into true crime, which I hear people are these days, you get a little Jim and Them point of view when it comes to the toy box killer.
CSI Las Vegas for you.
Yeah, it is fun podding. It is fun podding doing true crime.
Yeah, podding.
And yeah, as you were saying, Mike, we have been asking people out there.
That just wonder if you're alive part like, makes me laugh every time.
I like the backup from POD. Like, alive.
Jams in the which chat is that? Kick Chat, I believe. Caddy Studs describing kidnapping and rape over old-timey music was shocking but made my day. We do try to set the scene.
I don't remember that at
it's
all.
It's because we were like, the guy was born in like 1939, so we were like, oh, what were like the songs back then? And we're like, yeah, these are like classic horror movie songs anyways.
You're right. Yeah, okay, that was a good moment.
Because one of them was like, womp, 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 like those just classic old-timey yeah. songs you always hear. But yeah, so you're still alive. I mean, as you had said, Mike, Sue Murphy, I'm still alive. I still listen. If I miss any, then I binge them to catch up. Love to hear it. Glad to hear that you're out there still breathing, still kicking, still saying, God damn you, God, you're not going to take me yet.
Still
furious at God for eliminating you from the show.
Daewoo's declaring it Piss Boy Spring. I like the sound of that.
Yeah. I think he's onto something there.
Our boy Buju.
You already have a music cue. Piss Boy Spring.
He's not just alive, but he says he only owns 11 DVDs, and two of them are the Jim and Them DVDs.
Those are classic. Those are going old school.
Those are going up. They're going to the moon, the price on them.
Yeah, he's alive on the moon.
We also got here. Is this it? Yeah.
Hello, this is Jimmy Jazz calling in, podcast listener since 2015, and I'm still alive. God willing, we'll all still be alive for a long time. And Jim, can you please stop threatening to just end the podcast? It makes me really sad.
Did I do that?
Yeah, you do a lot.
I don't think I did it recently. I didn't threaten.
You're always texting us saying you're going to kill yourself.
I think the context of what he's saying is threaten. I just said, I think when I was asking if people were alive, I was just saying I was in my feelings. Yes. I wasn't saying like, God damn it, I'm going to end it all.
But there are times where you're just like, fuck this.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. That's true.
But it has been a while.
That does creep up on me sometimes. That's why... It gives me life every time I hear people are alive. I'm out here collecting souls like Freddy's Krueger.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Collective
Shang-Chi.
Soul. What was their song, Collective Soul? What was
their big song? Never gone away, never gone back.
Was that Soul Asylum?
Oh, I don't know. Collective Soul
was maybe Shinedown?
No, Collective Shinedown's a different
thing.
It's on
Captain Love,
it's on the tip of my fucking tongue.
Shine?
I'm pretty sure Shine was one of them. I think the one I'm thinking
Shine.
Of.
It's got to be that one.
Yeah.
There it is.
I'd have
I'm
to hear the
collecting
chorus.
Collecting your souls.
And they That's make the me, album cover?
And they make me stronger. And they make you weaker.
Yeah.
Terrible album cover.
Yeah, what is that? Hints, allegations, and things left unsaid. YouTube.
Yeah, some rock band ass music.
What else? Because and also, you know, I almost fucking forgot. I also have a motherfucking review.
What?
I
didn't even know this story. What made you even check them?
I think I got an alert in one of the emails.
Wow. On iTunes?
What?
Yeah, iTunes review from Hugh Biller. Title, Are You Alive? Review, I'm alive, guys. Love N-word Jim.
Yeah!
Love to hear it, Hugh Biller.
I'm glad you're alive.
Glad you're alive, dude. Happy to hear that you're out there breathing.
Okay, nice.
We're going to tell, every day we tell God, not today.
Yeah.
Wait, was that in Game of Thrones? Who says that?
I don't know. You're defying God a lot this episode.
He
said, God damn you, God, earlier.
Well, that was him being the guy from Survivor, right?
Yeah, that was me being Banu from Survivor for all the real ones out there watching the
For all
Survivor.
The Banu heads. Yeah, well, fuck Kristen. What's she talking about?
Anytime we're worried about the show, we'll just start blaming God, just like Banu.
Yeah, we're Banu heads over here. Sorry, Kristen. Sorry.
Let's see. Our first review was back in September of 2007. Our second one was August of 2008, which was Jake Sprague.
And it was Jake.
Spraggles himself.
Okay.
And then, our most recent one was March 8th, 2024. Then before that was February 2023. Get your reviews in.
I'm shocked we had one in 2023, if I'm being honest.
Yeah. Thank you, everybody. We love to hear that you're alive. You're out there kicking. As I've been saying a few times, you're telling God, because all God wants to do is kill us. If you, I don't know if you've noticed this, God's trying to kill us every single day.
I'm God's favorite.
You know who wants us to live? The devil.
Yeah.
No, I love the devil. The devil's not the one that
the
took
devil.
The devil didn't take Bupak from us. God took Bupak from
us. Yeah, but it's because God needed a Bupak up in heaven.
Yep, God just got another Bupak.
Yeah.
I'm so excited for the new wallpaper. I didn't realize.
Oh, the background.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah. You didn't know that, did you? I forgot that we did put Bupak in there.
Bupak's. We
spray painted on the wall of your house.
What's funny is how like Kristen. I was talking to Kristen, and she's like, "Yeah, you know how you guys always talk about how like what if someone missed an episode of the show." I have no idea who Bupak is. I feel like we usually... All you need to know is that blowing ounces of piff and constantly smoking high as kites using Rillos.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm actually like, proud of myself because I hadn't looked at it in a while, but it's second nature at this
point. It's like saying the phone number.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Speaking of which...
Speaking of the devil, who's on the line?
Yo, 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 what it do?
Yo, what up?
Hello.
What did it do? It's DB Deathlord. I want to apologize for my low energy voicemail I left a couple of weeks ago.
Okay. No, that's just
he sounds fully alive right
that's
now.
That's your steez, man. Yeah, but yeah, you're definitely sounding alive.
Dude, I am so fucking alive. You guys, and I just heard like Jeremiah Wonders podcast from a year ago, and he busts into the song with Josh Potter. So look up on YouTube, Jeremiah Wonders, Josh Potter. I was going to send you an email, but...
What are you talking about?
Yeah, what the fuck are you talking about, dude?
Alive?
Oh, they start singing the song. I'm so alive.
Oh, are you talking about POD?
All right, yeah. Okay.
Isn't it Jeremiah Watkins, not Wonders?
Oh, it blew my mind. And I keep listening... to episode 809 over and over again this week, and it really pulled me through the week. Oh. And I wanted to tell you guys how much, I'm
love
alive.
To hear it.
Yeah, I'm glad you're alive, DB Deathlord.
Did you hear us playing Dire Straits for you last week?
I said I thought that might be good for going out of episode one into part two.
Well, we played it for last week's part two. I don't know if you heard it yet.
Oh, no. I'm just a podcast scum. So I need to reload the newest podcast.
Yeah, listen, you're going to love it.
Yeah, I mean,
it's for you.
I bought a bunch of your t-shirts and buttons and stuff.
I did see someone bought some stuff. Thank you.
Did you get a $70 mug?
I mean, yeah, did you get a Choke Doink mug?
The Jim and them... We Failed Them t-shirt.
Hell yeah.
And the sloth. And
yeah.
Hell yeah.
The Goonies one. The Goon pins.
Hell yeah.
All right.
Dude, you're rocking and rolling, man. You got to listen to last week's part two because you showed us how Dire Straits say the F slur a bunch of times in that song. We didn't realize that.
I
haven't
heard that. That's what I was saying. But I was in a really, you know what? It was like a two-part thing because I called the number. You have to say the number, you guys. You haven't been singing the number.
You're right.
And I dialed it by memory.
Nice.
I know the number. Okay. Come on, let's go. Are you guys ready? Let's
go. All right, ready.
Right now.
Okay. Yep.
701-214-5941. Skype, bitch.
Yeah. Thanks, brother.
Good call.
That's what I was talking about with the intros. Is you got to tell the people the number.
Okay. Nah, we refuse.
Sound
I'm putting my foot
like
down.
At my actual brother on the phone now. All right, I gotta let you go.
Oh God!
All right, later, dude. Okay. All right, man.
Yeah, no. Check out that Jeremiah Wonders. Maybe I'll send that email. But
yeah, send the email.
Yeah, send that email.
Josh Potter. No, the one with Josh Potter from a year ago. And they go into the song, and they he's really good. You know, like. Musically, but then they riff and they're super funny. All right,
funny?
I don't know what were you guys talking about.
Show literally just started.
Yeah, we just started.
Oh, nice. I know. I was like, oh, it's 9 o'clock here in Wisconsin, and I'm like, okay, I gotta wait. I might as well wait at least 30 minutes before I even fucking call in.
Yeah, you know how we do. Intro music's right. Still playing.
Thanks, bro.
Thanks, man.
Fuck, I love all of the bits, and I wanted to send you the other bit, but I all right.
You got all the time in the world, dude. My new computer
yeah, doesn't have line. Adobe Audition.
Stay on the line and email us.
You got plenty of time.
Yeah,
you
I mean...
No, don't do what Jeff's
doing. Well, I can stay on the line. Well,
yeah, Jeff's doing a goof.
Well, you have a fourth mic.
The retards.
All right, thanks,
man. Jim.
Yeah.
Jim.
Yeah. I'm here. Lay it on me.
No, I was just trying to differentiate everybody's voices.
Yeah, there's Jim.
That's Jim. I'm Mike. Hi, I'm Mike.
I'm Kristen.
I hate my fucking phone. I don't even do... That's why I don't do this shit. That's why I voicemailed. That's why I emailed. All right. 701-214-5941. I love you guys. Bye.
Bye.
No, don't go. Wait, hold on.
What an adventure.
Super fan.
Jim and them super fan. Who was he talking about? Jeremiah who?
I think Jeremiah Watkins.
I don't know who that's
the guy that, like, you know, he's he was on Kill Tony as the band guy for a long time.
I don't know why he's trying to send us.
I thought he was saying that they were like people from
Josh
POD.
Josh Potter's another like podcast guy.
Maybe he's never heard that song and thought I made it up. And
he's like,
dude, they're ripping you off.
Great minds think alike. Someone else added.
That's true.
Zach's song. I don't know if there is a Jeremiah Wonders. There might be.
Electric Snot in the YouTube chat. He's alive.
What?
Loving to hear it, man. Because again. You know what this world's trying to do to us every single day? Put us underground.
Oh,
I thought God was.
Yeah.
God, the world, Mother Gaia.
Everyone but the devil.
Be not of
Vishnu.
The world. Vishnu, yeah.
Muhammad.
Rakshasha.
Banu.
Banu.
Banu
Bono,
himself.
Shiba. Onamshiba. Onamshiba.
Onamshiba, yeah. Moloch.
Hunbats. Shock.
Baal.
Thor,
Artemis,
Beelzebub, screw tape.
All they're doing, like the invisible fingers of death are constantly behind you.
Kronos.
Yeah, they're always trying to get you.
Bagul.
Anhur.
Jigsaw.
I'm just naming characters from Smite. That's why I know so many gods' names.
Oh, okay.
Pigsaw.
Yeah, Jeremiah Wonders is a podcast guy, says Jams.
Okay.
Oh. Meaning like he listens to our show, but not live.
Kristen's saying, he's a podcast guy. I looked up Jeremiah Wonders on Josh Potter, and I could solidly say you guys would not enjoy this.
Thank you, Kristen.
Let's pull it up. We'll wait for the email.
I trust Kristen.
Yeah, we'll wait for the email.
About everything except Banu.
I'm sure it's like an hour-long podcast. We'll have to like skim through just to hear
them
sing.
And then they're just like,
oh,
I feel alive. And he's like, whoa!
Because they know what's up in the real thing here.
Are you alive? Are you alive? Just wonder if you're alive. Bye.
Let's see.
Love all the bits.
Yeah, thank you for your bits. Thank you for your subs.
Oh, no, he said that.
Yeah.
He loves all the bits.
Yeah, the actual comedic bits.
Then he's going to say, love all of you. And then he's like, I love all the bits.
I like that that's the same guy that left the voicemail. It's like, hey. What's up?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey, 9:30 on a Friday in Wisconsin. We get a little, we geek in this
room. Yeah, he's turned.
We getting geeked up.
Yeah. Oh, you don't know we geek hard in Wisconsin with cancer?
He must be a low income child from Las Vegas, Nevada, because he's getting fucking turned.
Yeah, he's getting turned the fuck. It's been quite a week. The streets has been talking all week long. The streets out there, they've been talking about this Quiet on the Set. Documentary. Schneider Nickelodeon documentary.
Yeah, I know very little about it other than that it's about kind of the Dan Schneider
stuff.
Yeah,
it's about Dan Schneider. I mean...
Well, and some people are mad at people that didn't go like on the doc and share their story or something.
Well, I mean, there's a few things going on. I mean, we talked about Dan Schneider years ago. I mean, partially because of... Because Kristen was talking about Dan Schneider for a bit because there's all these weird... There were all these comps either on Twitter or YouTube of like all the weird like innuendo jokes that were on
foot
the Nickelodeon
stuff,
shows.
Lots of foot stuff.
Yeah, and the foot fetish stuff. And of course just the general Hollywood pedophilia that happens.
Nice.
Hey, when you got a sexy little girl like Ariana Grande, what are you supposed to do?
Yeah.
This is what people don't like about you, Mike. All the comments are like, that guy.
That's why I do it.
That guy, that creepy guy.
That's why I do it. That's why I do it.
But
not gonna do it.
I came through on the other side of these four. First of all, it did not need to be four episodes.
Is it a Netflix thing?
It's a television show version.
It's HBO Max. It's on.
Okay.
It's on HBO Max. It's four like 45-minute episodes. Did not need to be that.
Okay.
The big linchpin of the doc is Drake Bell's story of being molested by this guy Brian Peck. Yeah, Brian Peck was a dialogue coach.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, isn't that the name of the other guy?
Well, Josh Peck. But what's so funny is that people think it's his dad. Like, because people are so unhinged and schizo online.
Uh-huh.
Like, I was just reading, not looking for anything in particular, just reading, like, major tweets about the doc and responses or just checking the hashtag. The amount of people I saw that were like, no wonder Josh Peck's not speaking out for his friend Jake because his dad molested him.
And other people are just forgot his first name. These kooks are creating conspiracy theories.
And other people are like, that's not his dad. But they'll still be like,
shut up.
Huh, well, that's a weird coincidence. Like, they're not like that internet thing where you just, when someone tells you you're wrong, but you're not convinced.
You're like, yeah,
whatever.
Show me the receipts. Then.
Yeah, I have a feeling, and my feeling is correct. kind of a weird coincidence. They're probably at least related.
I've let go and let God for a long time. It's just the most unhinged guy. I'm letting God right now.
But they had four episodes. I came through the other side though, being like, Dan Schneider didn't molest any children.
Whoa,
that's what I came through.
It convinced you the other way?
Limited
because
hangout.
Well, but it's not a limited. The limited hangout. Is believing that Dan Schneider, because, well, there's two things that could happen.
I'm so fucking sick of you guys saying limited hangout, by the way.
You're a limited hangout.
I fucking hate.
Glowy pig.
I hate that every episode you guys talk about limited hangout like 10 times.
Get used to it, buddy, because we're getting into the fucking Nickelodeon, the depths, the bowels of Nick Studios, where there's no slime cake, only cum.
Ooh.
Well, remember that slime cake? So bad.
AC in the chat, I know you guys were too old for Drake and Josh and iCarly, but did you grow up on All That and Amanda Show? I grew up with All That. Like, when the Amanda Show happened, that was when I was, like, I'm not watching. Like, I'm not.
Girl, no thanks.
It wasn't even that. It was, like, the weird. That was, like, the time frame where I was, like, I'm not watching Nickelodeon.
Yeah,
what the
too
fuck?
Old for this.
Well, say even, like, SpongeBob. SpongeBob was when I was done with Nickelodeon.
Yeah, same here. Whoa. But All That, I was there for All That, like, especially, like, the Keenan and Kel days. And then even a little bit of when Amanda Bynes was on the show. I remember she would, like.
She did the sitting on her bed.
And, like, yelling, like, ranting at the camera thing.
Yeah, but I never saw her. I didn't know she had her own show. And it would have been like probably not long after like the latter days of All That that I wasn't watching Nickelodeon anymore.
Where like, because then they had like an All That with like a different cast that I don't know those people.
I remember Cat Dog came out and I didn't watch, like I was already done with Nickelodeon by the time Cat Dog came out.
Yeah, I was there for like Snick and Rugrats and like
Doug.
Doug.
Rocco. Ren and Stimpy, Rocco.
The first wave. The first wave, Nick.
Pete
Jones.
And Pete.
I mean, I'm old enough where I was really young, but I do remember watching the sitcom Head of the Class that Dan Schneider was on. So I do remember, like, when seeing pictures of him or whatever, or even I remember seeing him in, like, All That or Good Burger or whatever.
He's in Good Burger.
Like, oh, I recognize that guy. Like, I didn't realize at the time he was, like, a writer or showrunner or whatever
I thought he was just some fat guy.
But I remember he was, the big fat guy on Head of the Class. It was like a night school sitcom. But, there's two things that could be going on here.
Okay.
Now, like, I'm not here saying that Dan Schneider is not clearly, like, an asshole and, like, he was doing weird innuendo jokes. Like, I get that.
Sure.
But, I mean, it could either be number one, and this could be very well true, is that I don't feel like the documentary is well done. I feel like they did the same amount of stuff we did. They just watched some of those compilations of clips.
They just had a budget.
And they just had, well, then they were able to talk to some of the writers and then be able to talk to Drake Bell. And Drake Bell, I mean, I feel bad for him. Like, his story's rough, and he talks about, like, how Yeah, he was basically molested by this guy for a long period of time. His dad tried to protect him as best as he could. But then to the point where, like, this guy was grooming him, where he was, like, convincing him, like, yeah, your dad's trying to take all your money. Like, you see what happens
And I don't mean this in admiration. Yeah. That's a fucking... I never even thought that's such a good way to like, get in between the person that's protecting you from the creep and being the creep is be like, hey, maybe you sort of don't trust me, but I'm going to convince you to trust him less by talking about the money.
And it got to the point where his dad was, like, it was, like, this thing... Like, his parents split up, but him and his dad bonded over, like, how he was helping him become an actor and, like, being an entertainer, and he would take him for auditions. It was, like, a thing they did when they spent time together. And then this guy, like, kind of inserted himself and made him, like, not trust his dad. and to the point, though, like, where his dad's in the dock, and he's like, you know, I was hurt, so I decided to take a step back and be like, well, if that's how you feel, like, I don't want to... You're on a trajectory. I don't want to mess up your career or come between it. And he told his mom, like, look, like, you take it from here, but just don't leave him alone with this guy. And then the first thing the mom does is just like, hey, how about you take him to auditions? He can stay over your house in
Jesus
the city.
Christ.
She immediately just ignores him and is like, whatever. Fuck you. I'm not driving him to auditions. Yeah. This guy will do it.
Jesus Christ. So the mom's the problem.
Yeah, it's funny because it really does paint. Like, they don't purposely paint her that way, but I think anyone watching, it's like this fucking mother.
They're just telling it like it is.
But so what I'm trying to get at is, like, maybe they just didn't investigate enough. But it's like, I feel like they were trying so hard to, like, they really wanted a Dan Schneider story where a kid was like, yeah, he touched
someone
me,
was willing to come forward.
But they didn't have it. So it's like they have this really... you know, intense thing in the middle. Like, the end of episode two is like they end on a teaser of, like, then finally someone comes for the first time, someone's coming forward, and they show Drake Bell. And it's like their big teaser in episode three.
People are right. You're like, whoa, who's that?
And episode three is his story, and you're kind of waiting for, like, Dan Schneider to be involved, and he's not really. Like, it's like it's very plausible, and I think it's the truth that it's not like Dan Schneider hired this guy. This was a guy that worked
just another creep
in Hollywood at Nickelodeon, whatever the fuck. And it's not like he didn't, like, they fired the guy. Like, they didn't hire him again. Disney hired him after he went to jail for being a pedo. Disney hired him for what was it?
A child.
Sweet Life of Zack and Cody. Although I don't know if he worked
the show
as
with two young boys.
I don't know if he was a dialogue coach or if he just had a bit part on it. But either way, they definitely hired him for something.
Got to get him in there somehow.
But it's just like, I feel like they really wanted to connect. Like, there are stories about Dan Schneider. I'm not saying he's innocent. Yeah. There are stories of how he was always, like, since he was the head boss, he'd be like, hey, give me a massage to, like the wardrobe people or, like, other writers and stuff. And he would make off-color jokes, and he would yell at people. He'd call them idiots or have tirades, like shit like that.
He'd do the Gomez Adams thing up Ariana Grande's arm where he just kisses from the tip of her finger all the way to her shoulder.
Yeah.
Just constantly.
Shit. Who's alive? Someone's alive in here.
Is it Dan Schneider?
Hold on. I couldn't read. My YouTube chat's really small. Is it Peoria? Yeah,
okay. I hope it's Peoria. I hope Peoria's alive.
That's Peenorio. Peenorio's alive. Peenorio. Love to hear it.
Peenorio is his twin sister.
Fully alive. We need the flyleaf sample, too.
Oh, that'd be a good one.
Oh, it's me, a Peenorio.
Love to hear that you're alive, Peenorio.
Just a penis, Mario.
I'm so glad Peenorio's alive. It's me, a Peenorio.
It's a me. But, I just feel like if the documentary was about Dan Schneider, the toxic work environment that he created and the inappropriate stuff he did, I'd be like, you know what? That's good. But it's, you know, they talk about, we all know that Amanda Bynes is all fucked up right now.
Yeah, right.
And then the first, like, episode and a half, they really talk about how close he was. Like, he discovered her, basically, put her on all that and decided to give her a show because he knew, like, she was talented. Mm-hmm. And they talk about how close they were. So I'm waiting for there to be a thing by the end where, like, that's why she's all fucked up, but they can never really connect it.
Sure.
But you could tell they want to.
I think you're right then. If you're saying it had too many episodes, it kind of feels like what they should have focused on is, hey, here's the real stories. And you can, in the world, go, oh, wow, this is the same era Schneider was in. But instead, they brought up the Schneider stuff, but then didn't have the bullet for Schneider.
Yes.
And so it just feels like you're kind of telling half of two stories.
That's what I took from it. And again, it could either be, there's two things here. It's either he didn't do that, or they didn't want to put in the actual like investigative work. They're like, we got to put this out already.
Well, that's the thing I saw people being mad about, is that they're like, this show didn't have anyone condemn Snyder or Schneider or whatever, and there's tons of people that could have, and so now they're like mad at those people for not being in the dock and telling their story.
Ghostly Squids in the Twitch chat. Free Louis C.K., free Ben Kissel, free Dan Schneider. That's like the Jim and them, the Holy Trinity.
What did Ben Kissel do? I don't even remember Ben Kissel.
He was on the first CSI episode.
Yeah. He like treated his girlfriend like shit. His girlfriend accused him of like, I guess, potentially sexual assault.
Yeah, okay.
But it was mostly abuse, like just being a weird drunk and like
being very verbally abusive. Yeah.
It's the best kind of abuse.
But anyway, I do. There's a few things I wanted to play from the first episode.
Okay.
Because some of it, it's not necessarily a reach, but it's like, I don't know, it almost says more about like the people than it does like the point they're trying to make.
Okay.
Like this first one here, they get into Noseman, a Noseman superhero they had.
Sounds like all that.
One second, I'm trying to pull this.
Well, while you're pulling that up, I don't know if people know this, because we're talking about All That. Did you guys know that that white guy from All That, that is...
Deadmau5.
Yeah, that's Deadmau5.
Yeah, he grew up to be Deadmau5.
He grew up to be the DJ Deadmau5. So that's, like, you obviously, he wears the helmet, so, like, you wouldn't know that. But, yeah, that's the... you know the guy I'm talking
Inspector
about.
Inspector like, Dan, right?
He had the big ears in those sketches. And he's just thought he was the white
guy. He's chasing the ice cream machine and
he's in Good Burger. Yeah. That's Deadmau5.
Okay.
Yeah, he grew up to be Deadmau5.
Nice. I love
people
his music.
Were the leotards.
So this guy's talking about how, you know, which I could understand. He was a early teen, tween, whatever.
Yeah.
And he was uncomfortable that he had to wear like skin tight clothes because he felt uncomfortable.
He's a little tiny dick.
I mean, I was just a growing boy trying to, you know, fit into my body. And it was just out there for everyone to kind of look at and judge me, or, you know, I just felt very exposed. So 1 week, we get a script. There's a new character for me on All That named Noseboy.
Oh, Noseboy.
Naturally, I'm in a superhero costume, which is just tights and underwear. You know, what was different about this, they gave me a prosthetic nose, like an enlarged nose, and they put this same nose on the costume.
And so, now, do you get what they're getting at here, Mike?
Oh, absolutely no.
Like, they look like dicks, but I probably wouldn't think that initially.
Wait, the things on his shoulders?
Yeah, the nose.
Penis and balls.
That's what they're implying?
Yeah, they're implying that they look like dicks, which, when you say that to me, I'm like, all right, I get that. But I honestly, think that's what they were I honestly don't think that's what they're doing with the show.
I don't know if they were
though.
Doing that, but someone's just bad at designing a costume, because that's the first thing I see when I see that.
Oh, wow. You could have given me a year and I wouldn't have come up with that.
Like,
you're
just
so
it.
Straight. Yeah, right, Mike.
Like, I could see it, but I wouldn't think it initially, I don't think.
That's an uncut black penis with balls just resting.
What are your special powers?
You can't help but notice that it looks like penis and testicles on my shoulders.
What?
This is Galaga. A child playing this role.
I don't know.
He's
man.
Playing it.
That
for
is such a reach, though.
This is even just him being in tights to play superheroes and feeling exposed. Like, sure, I believe
that
was an insecurity that he had, and that probably wasn't fun. But there's nothing dark there. And then I don't believe for a second that. This just feels like someone was like, well, what about those? Those look like dicks. Were you ever worried about that? And he's like, huh. I guess maybe they did look like dicks. So like, okay, we're going to have to really make this a thing. You're sure that you think that those look... So if we go with this, you're okay. Like, there's no way that this was something anyone was thinking about.
Yeah, the only dark thing about that is that big, juicy black cock on his shoulder.
No, I don't know. They look like noses.
It's an anti-Semitic trope is what it is. He's like, no, excuse me. He's like doing a Jewish guy.
Jams in the kick chat, limited hangout boy.
He does have his dick limited hanging out on his shoulders.
But they also even go a little further here.
Other children. His audience is kids as young as six.
I'm allergic to asteroids.
Okay. Yes.
And the joke in that sketch is effectively a shot joke.
Let's
but
go.
It's not.
No, it's not.
I get, like, you could say that.
No.
I get you could say that, but that's not what the
it
joke
is. It is a
was.
Nickelodeon gross-out joke, because yeah. That's what Nickelodeon does.
Mm-mm.
So honestly, the idea that he's sneezing and getting snot on you because he's nose boy, there's no way in hell that that's a cum shot joke.
Like, I could get, I get you could make that joke. You'd be like, oh, look, it's like cum, but, like, I don't think that's what they were going
for. Like
in
Jurassic Park when there's that cum shot joke when they're up in the tree and they're
yeah,
they're feeding
right.
the dinosaur and then they have that
that
the,
is a cum
they have
joke.
That cum shot joke.
Oh, it's related.
Where,
that
where,
is a cum
where,
joke.
It's not a cum
joke. This does look like cum though. It doesn't look like boogers.
Well, it looked more like snot than cum.
No, it doesn't.
It didn't look like cum.
It looked exactly like cum.
Have you ever seen cum?
That. It looked like cum all over that underage girl's face.
Do you have booger cum, Jeff?
Do you have clear cum?
What's up with your booger cum?
It was white.
No, it wasn't. It was completely clear.
No, it was pearlescent.
No, it wasn't.
Yes. Show the cum. Look at that. That's white.
No, it's lit.
It's
like
not
you
white.
Can't even tell it's on her.
Shot joke.
It's completely clear.
Look at that. It's all in her hair.
No, in the hair, that's just the light that's shining the light. Off of it. On her face, there's literally no color to it.
Nah. This is a limited hangout that Jeff's falling for.
We need to never say that again.
You've lost sight of what a limited hangout is.
And the joke in that sketch is effective.
But that's honestly, that's Ymira's fucking dirty mind here thinking that it's a fucking cum shot joke.
Damn.
A shot joke.
It does look like Ymira.
Shot joke for children.
No, it's not. It's not. And here the thing is, like, let's say in some world they were like, yeah, we want to make a cum shot joke. They removed it so far from the actual act of a cum shot joke that it's fine if that was the root of it because they didn't make it seem at all like a cum shot joke.
I mean, the thing is, I get being like, oh, you could... Yeah, the way we make cum jokes about everything or the way all adults... make cum jokes about everything.
Yeah, it's part of growing up.
When you're an adult, yeah, everything's a cum joke. I get it.
Penis on the yeah. shoulder, cum on the face.
Yeah, when you're a face, everything's a cum shot. I understand.
Yeah, and I'm just cum walking this world.
But
oh my God.
I just think it's a reach to be like, I don't know, putting it here. The other stuff, when Ariana Grande is like laying on a bed pouring water on herself, like that's
yeah.
more of a
yes.
something you could put in one of these. But I feel like this is where, I don't know.
This is the biggest stretch. The idea that one, anyone thinks those noses look like dicks or even thought of that, but to the point where they thought it was on purpose or anything. It's barely even phallic. It really is. And then two, the idea that they think the snot is a cum shot joke. These are like, back-to-back, like, historic stretches.
What's hilarious, though, is because it's some girl who's clearly, like, thinks of herself as, like, an intellectual, either
yeah.
studies media or whatever, like, is thinks of herself as authority, and she has to be like, clearly this is a cum shot
yeah.
joke.
Yeah, they, like, censor her saying cum shot. What was your least favorite memory? It was when they made me wear the penis shoulder pads and spray cum on it, girl. That was my least favorite
yeah,
sketch.
That's the thing that's burned it was in my brain.
They write that in the, it's like motivation. It's like, you have penis shoulders. Now you're going to cum all over
yeah.
it. I don't know, Nancy Brown or whoever the fuck this is.
I'm just looking back at it. It's just very strange. Frankly, it was just uncomfortable. In the moments to myself, you would just be thinking like, hey, this is what we got to do.
That's why I never became a real boy.
To stay in the cast and stay in the good graces.
I don't want to like call this guy a liar, but he's a liar.
I honestly don't. Yeah,
I
feel
I don't
like
believe
in
for
the
a
moment.
Second.
He doesn't have talent.
I feel like in the moment he didn't. I don't. I mean, he probably second guessed being like, oh, I got to wear this skin tight
yes.
thing.
He was probably uncomfortable yeah. in that.
But I don't feel like in the sketch he was like, oh, man, I guess we got to do this or else I'll make someone mad.
I've got dicks on my shoulders and I'm making a cum shot joke. This is uncomfortable. There's no way that even occurred to him.
What's hilarious is this actress here,
mm-hmm.
They bring her on the show. I forget her name, but I do remember like in the early days of all that. And her whole story is more so that like she should have been Amanda Bynes, but she wasn't. Like, that's the...
She's just jealous.
Is the fact that she was... Like, Dan even told her, like, hey, we're going to make a show about you. And then they found Amanda Bynes, and they all the stuff they told her, they just did it with Amanda Bynes instead.
What about Lori Beth Dinsburg?
There is a story...
Nobody wanted to molest that pig.
It might have been this girl, actually, who said... Someone said that they were starting to gain weight. And I don't think it was Dan Schneider that said it, but one of the higher-ups brought her in and was like, look, we already have a fat girl, so you need to make sure you lose weight.
We already got Lori Beth Dinsburg. On Salute Your Shorts, we got Donkey Lips. We can't have two Lori Beths and two Donkey Lipses. One per show.
Yeah.
It'll shift the Earth's axis if we get one more fat bitch. Nickelodeon Studios will be covered in slime.
The people that were
come slime.
Up.
Some of the there he is.
Oh, there's Deadmau5. So and when, Mary, Death, yeah, Mary Beth Dinsburg.
Mary Beth Dinsburg. Yeah, that's the guy that we're talking about. That guy became Deadmau5.
Like, they could not push back, especially Dan Schneider.
And so I always did my best to be a trooper, never complain, because we knew being close to Dan could mean an extra level of success. It was important to be on his good side, and he made it known who was on his good side.
Ooh, yeah, well, Amanda Bynes.
And here's the thing, like, don't get me wrong. If you say anything with that music behind it, it sounds sinister. But they're not, like, let's say they say that about any someone else. So an executive you think is, like, clean as a whistle.
Yeah,
if
yeah,
you
yeah.
say those words, and you they are, this, yeah. the, one, they're true, because that's just how fucking shit works. Because if you're on someone's good side, they're probably going to do things for you. And then you play that sinister music, it's always going to sound bad.
They do the same thing in the Dynasty documentary where they're, like, they're mentioning, like, one of their AFC championships. They're like, Bill Belichick was upset that Brady won. He didn't want him to win. And, like, they just show, like, they're at the press conference, and Tom Brady's holding the AFC trophy. And Belichick's just kind of standing to the side, but he's not really smiling or doing anything.
Oh, is it because he's Bill Belichick?
But they're playing scary music underneath it, and they're, like, slowly zooming in on him. They're like, look how mad
Dude,
he is.
Play scary music and zoom in on Mike Tomlin's face. He'll look way scarier.
Let me see. Jams. The doc doesn't connect the dots, but it emphasized that Dan Schneider's humor was wacky and random, sexual in nature. I mean, I wouldn't really disagree with that.
But that's kind of just like known. The thing is, there's no smoking gun. No one has said he did this. He specifically did this. Here's something that happened behind a closed door, something like that. It
well,
was because all his creepiness is like relatively out in the open.
Well, here's another one that they're very upset about with this character here.
Okay.
If you taint.
That's Dan Schneider?
Oh, yeah. Wait, hold on.
Oh, look at this fucking trollop.
Round and
dude, Jeff, you think the ugliest women are hot, and then like a
no, I don't
a
think
woman,
she's hot.
Well, then a woman that looks like a normal, like a normal woman. Older, you're like, woman.
What a trollop!
She has like fucking plastic surgery.
Yeah, but
dumb
then
bitch.
Like we'll see a 60-year-old Asian woman. And you're like eyes popping out of your head like a cartoon wolf.
Yeah, Jeff, your misogyny is showing, Jeff.
it's on my shoulders. It's misogyny. Bad. She got dicks on her shoulders.
Silliness. Hello, citizens. My name is Penelope Taint.
Penelope
Taint, Mike.
Oh, you mean no one? Like no one said taint back then, by the way.
Well, what's taint mean,
taint,
Mike?
Taint wasn't a slang term back then.
I mean, I think it kind of was, but it was very, like, I think I remember hearing it on, like, Beavis and Butthead.
I said gooch, personally.
But it was kind of like a thing. I think it was still something fairly new.
Also, to be completely honest, like, you know that, like, and this is, like, a real story. Like, the guys that said it, like, came out. You know when they made Gak? Like, the toy, like, the Nickelodeon.
Gak. Yeah,
Gak. They named Gak after a street name for heroin. They thought it would be funny. They're like, oh, that's a weird name. Let's do that. That'll be funny. We're making a kid's toy. Let's call it Gak. Yeah. And then they did it. And it's like, there was like, I'm not saying that like is a good decision, but it's like, it doesn't hurt anybody. They simply made like, they snuck some blue humor into something. So either they snuck some blue humor into this because no one knows the term. Remember when skeet got popular and black people were like, white people don't know what it means. Yeah. We got it on the radio. That's all like, so at worst, it's a slang term that was not well known enough for it to matter. And at best, it wasn't anything at all. Yes. Because taint also is a word that doesn't mean that space between your ass and balls.
Yeah. Squand means Indian penis.
is a character that Dan created.
My name is Penelope Taint.
Yeah, I know. He came up with the name Penelope Taint. The taint
she
is the
sits
part
on
of the
everyone's
body that's
face.
Between the penis and the anus. Is that skin there? That's the taint.
Also,
and Dan had said to us in the writer's
also
room,
the word taint means like other things. Like it's a
word
real
really
word.
He wanted us to keep that a secret.
I remember someone from Nickelodeon sitting with us and saying like, oh, does this mean, you know, this dirty thing? And Dan was like, no, why would you think that's like tainted, like you've tainted something?
The somber
music. And they
were
like, okay, man, that is power.
What? No, it's
that
not.
That is power.
What?
You can just say you want something and it's done.
She's
that's
in the boardroom right now.
So it got on the show and it's one of those things where it's like, oh, you know, like, it's a young girl.
And bless Amanda.
Yeah, listen to this. Listen to how this media expert describes it here after.
Bless the Amanda show.
In one scene, you know, she's praying in a twin bed. There's something so slimy about connecting this like sexualized genitalia joke with a little girl who's portraying a little girl too.
God damn, dude.
It
this
was
is, this
clear
is lady
that,
rules.
That there was a permissibility around these sexualized jokes with children.
Like it's like, dude, if you're looking for something, you can find it anywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
And so far, again, we know that he's a creep, but they're basically like, how about a bunch of flimsy bad examples for you?
That's what
like,
I mean.
Where
like,
the dumb YouTube videos we watch, they're full of like not flimsy, not bad examples. But the documentary is like either afraid to address that stuff or they want to find new stuff. So they're like, well, if we have to find new stuff, it has to be like, it's probably going to be worse. And yeah. So this is the best we got.
Well, this is why I come on the other side. Like, why are they reaching? Like, why are they wasting so much time with these like weird reaches unless they had something real? That's why I just came out like, oh, okay, well, I guess Dan Schneider didn't do anything. I mean, that this writer on the left here, she does have a story where like she pitched a joke in the writer's room and or a story or something, and he was like, oh, retell that story, but pretend you're getting fucked in the ass.
Jesus.
But I mean, obviously that's not great, but I could see a world where if like we've done things where we're just hanging out trying to write something and you just say absurd things.
Yeah.
Now, again, I know I'm giving him grace here or something,
yeah.
But I'm just saying I could see a world where if you're just fucking around, you would do shit like that.
Or even better, you're saying that there's nothing unique about some of those things.
Wait a minute. Maybe me and Mike are abused. Well, these pre-show massagers, I don't know why we're still doing those.
Like, Jeff, don't talk about that.
Wait, you don't have to massage him?
What? No. Huh? Well, sometimes, only when he's mad.
It's because he likes me more.
But yeah, you're like...
Is that why I'm threatening to always end the show?
I'm not saying it's good if that stuff's happening everywhere, but the stuff that's bad about him should be the stuff that's unique to him, not the stuff that just is like people fucking around.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, either... Well, again, if this was a documentary on a toxic workplace...
Yeah.
I'm not saying that that story has no place in it, and I'm sure that person was like, what the fuck? This guy's a weirdo.
Yeah.
But I think, like, latching it on to this other story about Drake Bell being molested is a little sinister, in my opinion.
Yeah, you're almost diluting it by saying... Hey, we have a real... Well, I think we said this about Corey. When you have a real thing, why would you surround it with, like, vapid, like, diluted nonsense or watered down, like, stuff like this? Because then it makes the real thing seem way less plausible or way less important because it's surrounded by nothing.
That's why it's a limited hangout.
See, now you're getting it, Mike.
You bet. That's, like, this is, like, what the actual definition of limited hangout is. Like, when they did the Epstein doc for Netflix, it was mostly about how, like... He fucked models and stuff, but it wasn't like underage. It was just more like sex trafficking. You get a little bit, give him a little piece,
give him a little
of
piece
the truth,
of it. Yeah.
A little piece of the truth. You're like, oh, well, they shut that thing down. There's no more Epstein Island, I guess.
Yeah, it's just, he was just a guy that was taking advantage of grown women.
Yeah. So now they're like the peepee shoulder guy. I guess he was a little weirdo. Glad he doesn't do anything anymore.
Well, also, I mean, you mentioned Corey Feldman. this is always like Christmas for Corey Feldman when something like this everyone's talking about.
No,
so don't worry, we have some stuff for Corey coming.
All right. Oh, thank God he's back.
He gets to get some shine because they're all he'll
drop his two cents
whenever
on the
they're talking about child actors being abused. Of course, he's going to get some shine out of it. Backing up a bit.
Some documentary I've never heard of is talking about this thing that I care about.
Cat dog stabbed me. Kiwi Mango in the Twitch chat. Doug from Doug had a blue friend named Skeeter. So there you go. That's what they. What kind of underhanded thing were they trying to do with that by naming the character Skeeter?
That's true.
It is Dad Gooch Butthole.
You broke my ass.
Well, there's that one episode where Rocco from Rocco's Modern Life takes his pants off, leans backwards, and masturbates for 3 minutes.
Heifer calls him the N-word.
So now,
nauseous.
Here is a smoking gun, though. I mean, I have no defense for this. What if I told you that there was footage of Dan Schneider in a jacuzzi with a young Amanda Bynes?
Okay. Yeah,
that's not a good thing. Yeah.
Though I thought was always a little odd.
I am the executive producer and I'm the head writer.
You actually wrote the words you're saying to each other right now?
Yes, I am.
When you watch the video, it's Amanda Bynes, clearly very young, wearing a swimsuit in a hot tub, and next to her
it's
is
hot.
Dan
it's
Schneider,
great. We love it.
Fully clothed. And he's kind of saying, I created the situation. I am the reason we are in this hot tub. I am pulling the strings.
I think what he's actually doing is going, here's my loophole. I will wear all my clothes, so that it's a funny bit.
Well, also,
but that
the thing,
means I get to be in the hot tub.
Yes and no, but the thing I didn't realize, what Stella told me, is no, this was a running bit on the show. She would interview people in a jacuzzi. She interviewed Babe Ruth in a jacuzzi, and she interviewed...
Babe Ruth was alive?
No, that was the joke. It was just some guy wearing like a babe, and he was holding a bat and shit, but he was sitting in a hot tub.
That's a pretty funny bit,
and
then.
She interviewed Frankenstein, and Frankenstein was also fully clothed sitting in the... So it's like...
Right, good bit.
But now they're like... And even like Kristen showed me like on Reddit, it was like a post. It was like blurred for not safe for work, and it was like footage unearthed of Dan Schneider in a jacuzzi with Amanda Bynes. But then you click on it, it's just this screen cap.
Oh,
here.
Okay.
So
never.
It's just another. I get it.
They're doing themselves a disservice.
But I like. She's like. But he's also mentioning he's the showrunner, so he's insinuating like I am the god here and I created this situation.
No, that's stupid. I thought the clip was them doing like pub for something. I didn't know it was like for the show.
Executive producer of the show.
Maybe at the time, people viewed it as comedy, but I think now some people are very uncomfortable with the implication.
For me, looking back at the Amanda show is really a kind of sad and strange experience.
Knowing that as years went on, Amanda and Dan's relationship would take a turn for the worse.
It is also bittersweet to watch knowing what the women were dealing with behind the scenes. He became a worse and worse person to work for.
Dan called me at home. And he asked me if
I thought she said, Dan called me a hoe.
I think it goes into how, oh, actually, what does she say here?
It's conspiring against the company. Because if I find out that you did, you're never going to work for Nickelodeon again.
Okay, yeah. What happened was, is her and the other lady were hired, but they were hired as writing partners, meaning they split a salary.
Okay.
Which... I mean, Dan did release like this cringe thing where he had his friend interview him and he like tried to address everything from the show.
Oh, really? Already?
Like, yeah. Not realizing like, honestly, that's the one, even if you're like, I'm innocent, what is going on? The one thing you can't do is even defend yourself at all. Yeah. You have to just go hide.
Yeah, disappear.
Like, just stay away, dude.
Disappear or own up to it and go to jail.
Yeah.
Those are the only two options.
I already knew this.
In a hot tub.
But maybe it's because I listen to like writer podcasts. So I knew like it is a thing in TV. Like sometimes you'll see written by and it's like two names that like they're like writing partners. Like like Buffy had a few couples. Sopranos did where it was like there's a husband and wife couple that always wrote together. So it is a thing that's allowed like in their union or whatever that you could be a writing partnership and you share a salary.
Okay.
So her and the other girl were first-time writers, so they're splitting a salary. Although what Dan Schneider says is like, I don't make salaries. I hire people, but I have no control over like he doesn't do like budgets or sets like what you get paid. That's done by like the manager,
sure,
and the network or whatever. But then I think there was something either in that particular show where they weren't supposed to do that or something, because she called the guild and they got in trouble. And so he fired her. And I looked this lady up. She's never worked. She's never written for anything else. Wow. But she might. Maybe she just got a fat settlement, a fatty settlement.
Maybe she just got fat.
Oh, get her. She does. That Mike, your misogyny showing.
Yeah.
Because she does mention that, like, she settled something or other. But anyway,
to be fair, if it was a guy, I'd also call him fat.
Yeah, of course you would. Maybe Catty Mike. Yeah. Maybe she'd be worse if it was a guy.
I'd probably be way meaner if it was a guy.
Maybe she got a romance writer who crashed his car in the woods and put him in bed and broke his legs.
But again, like, that's, I'm not even defending this. It sounds like something underhanded was going on. Obviously, it doesn't look good. It's the only two female writers, but they were first-time writers. And again, that stuff makes sense if it's a documentary about toxicity, or if it was just an overall Nickelodeon documentary, I understand as well. But they also don't touch on other major pedos from Nickelodeon. Like, they just focus on, like, the Schneider years and the Schneider shows.
Huh.
But either way, enough of that. As we were saying, Corey Feldman, of course.
Woo! Make it about me.
Chiming in.
Yes. Actually, where did I have... Oh,
it's so funny they never include him in the docs because he's so difficult to work with. Like, well, it should be a slam dunk that he should be in all these docs, and he never is.
I bet they reach out to him, and he's got insane demands.
Yeah, he wants, like, $100 million.
Honestly, but I think they didn't, because I feel like they really... the main focus was always Dan Schneider.
Well, I mean, in general, I bet sometimes people reach out to him, but he's just so...
Oh, I could see that.
So unruly that they probably are just like, fuck it, it's not worth it.
Unruly, rude boy, Corey Feldman.
Okay, so TMZ, whoever this is, they catch up with Corey Feldman out in a parking lot, and they ask him about this
Heating
documentary.
Heating up hot dogs in a can.
What do you think he's going to talk about when they're asking him about this?
Oh, his tour.
Well, yeah, he's going to talk about the tour with Limp Bizkit, right?
Close. You're on the right path, but he's not specifically the...
Wow.
Close.
Okay.
I mean, what's his thing about this that he's been pushing?
Kids too.
His movie. So, of course, he turns it into being about...
It didn't even occur to me that he'd still bring that up.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Here we go.
Oh, my God. I thought that he would have been so beyond that.
Hey, Corey. What do you think about the allegations of Drake Bell... from Brian Peck?
I believe every word of it. We talked about Brian Peck.
So
we're
ladies.
Oh, you talk about?
Yeah, my truth.
Hey, nobody believe you, right?
When we put out my truth, well, I don't know if they didn't believe me about Brian Peck. I don't think nobody believed anything about none of it. I think everybody believed it that got to see it. The problem was people couldn't see it because it was stolen.
Why does he always wear lady sunglasses?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, especially at night, but, like, why are there always
because
lady sunglasses?
They're a weird shape, so he thinks they're cool.
He looks like a Nickelodeon lady, like a cartoon mom.
He really just can't talk about his movie without immediately talking about how he was fake hacked.
Him and Steven Seagal should hang out. I feel like that would be a good duo. They both have, like, ponytails, ladies' clothes.
You're right, Mike. It is funny how anytime the movie comes up, he has to bring up how it was hacked.
Just immediately.
Yeah.
Just like my voice was stolen when the film came out and they hacked it, sent a DDoS server attack.
Hold on. AC wants to see him running again.
Yeah, he's like running away from him. I guess I get if he's top runs.
Although he's not, and then he just does a little fun run once he's getting off the sidewalk to go to the car.
Well, he probably thinks it's another guy being like, Corey, are you gay? Corey, what do you think about being gay?
Mrs. Lady.
Hey, Corey. What do you think about the allegations of Drake Bell?
What do you think about Drake Bell, man? Crazy.
I believe every word of it. We talked about Brian Peck in my movie.
No, I believe you.
Oh, you talk about?
Yeah, my truth.
Hey, nobody believe you, right?
When we put out my truth, well, I don't know if they didn't believe me about Brian Peck. I don't think nobody believed anything about none of it. I think everybody believed it. They got to see it. The problem was people couldn't see it because it was stolen. Just like my voice was stolen when the film came out and they hacked it. Sent a DDoS server attack.
Well, the thing is, no one can see his movie because he put it up one time in one dumb way and then refuses to make it accessible in any other way.
He clearly lost the file.
Yeah.
The only way you can watch it is in Jim's edit on our YouTube. That's the only easy way to watch it because he refuses to make it accessible.
But the thing I wonder if maybe Charlie Sheen just was like, you can't say this shit. Like, again, I don't know. He could be right about Charlie Sheen. He might not be. But I could see that maybe he just doesn't have money to fight that. Like, it's not worth it to try to. But then again, I'm just giving him more credit. He's probably just lazy and doesn't know how else to put it up. Or they're trying to brainstorm, like, because obviously they're not going to just throw it up on YouTube because they're going to miss out on so much money.
Yeah.
That's like 20 bucks. He's been counting 20 bucks a view on every YouTube.
When he would have just made plenty of money if he threw it up on
YouTube. Yeah, he would have had like a million views.
Or just put it on Amazon as a thing that someone pays money for.
Yeah.
You know, Amazon, that thing that you don't have to worry about getting hacked.
Took all the profits and disappeared into the woods. So there you go.
Yeah, took all the profits.
I hope.
Wait, so which was it? Did no one see it, or were there tons of profits?
And he's saying they literally disappeared into the woods. I ran off with all the profits. He's like, ah,
wait a second. Is that a cock and balls holding his glasses? Oh, no, it's a nose. Sorry.
Sorry. Okay, I thought he had a fucking
cock and balls holding his glasses on.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
And dearly, that this film is seen the way it's meant to be seen, and that it's, you know, streamed. And the message gets out very clearly because
what are you talking about? I gotta go, man.
I asked you about Drake Bell.
What do you mean, man?
Stay, man. You wanna come ride with me? No. I gotta go home.
Goodbye.
Like Brian Peck, I gotta go back to my country. Decades, and it's been reported widely, many, many times over.
Even when he was an actor.
When he was an actor.
Yeah.
He was a voice coach.
Oh, voice coach.
Dialogue coach. On Two and a Half Men. Come on. We all know this.
He had to correct it on his Twitter. I guess it was on Anger Management, not Two and a Half Men.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know what I say? Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, who cares?
Who fucking after gives he a was, shit?
This was all reported in my film, by the way, but after he was convicted for his crimes, he was told he could not be anywhere around children, and somehow he was given a job. But only if he did it in the star of the show's trailer, because that's much less scrupulous.
Wait, what is that? Like, scrupulent?
That's what happens when you just don't know what to say, so you make up a word and then get your car as fast as possible. Away.
Well, it's also great when you're not sure the word, so you try to trail off and hope they won't like catch. Am I saying, is it scrupulous? Scrupulous.
Anyways, I got to go hang out with my anemic 18-year-old girlfriend who's dressed like an angel. These guys are real creeps, man.
Only if you did it in the star of the show's trailer, because that's much less scrupulous.
Scrupulous. All right, I'm going to go eat this whole pie.
Can I get a picture?
Sorry.
You mind if I get a picture, sir?
Thank you so much, Corey.
Oh, hey, can you get the, you mind doing the honor, sir? All right.
He would not have stayed for that pick if he didn't know someone was filming.
If there wasn't a camera on him.
Imagine you get a pick of Corey and his leftovers.
Dude, even with sunglasses on, you can see how much disdain he has.
Yeah, he was in the middle of saying sorry, like, sorry, no.
Thank you so much, Corey.
Oh, hey, can you get the, you mind doing the honor, sir? All right.
Well, I gotta go hack the internet. That's a good pick.
God bless
with
you.
The flash
thank
on,
you.
Seriously, it's all
thank
pasty.
You.
Thank you, Corey.
Good seeing you, always.
He tried to say God bless the children, and then that the Mexican guy cut him off.
Who are the boys he's hanging out with?
Is that his son, Zen?
Oh, yeah, he's going to sign. He's signed. Can you? Is one missing? Nah. What? Hey, he's doing it. No?
Is he trying to... Tell someone to bring. Yeah, I think Corey's trying to leave. I mean, Corey's defense here.
They don't give a fuck. No one gives a shit.
Have you seen people showing up
to airports for wrestlers?
Well, no.
They'll like be standing there with like bags full of stuff and pester the shit out of people. These people don't give a fuck.
No, but what's funny to me is that the photographer's offering it to him, not Corey. Like the photographer's being like, no, he's signing. Like right, like he's offering.
Roll your window down, Corey.
Yeah, he's going to sign. He's signed.
No, he's leaving.
Is one missing? Nah. Hey, he's doing it. No.
Yeah. Yo. I mean, I guess on the plus side is Corey, again, because Corey's being filmed, he will stay to sign it. I'm sure it's a low below 2.1 box set.
Get the whole box set.
What was that? Oh, yeah, dude. Man. He's got a 2.1 box set.
Oh.
You'll miss Corey, man.
Yeah, get smashed by a 18-wheeler.
A immediately T-bone someone.
Where are they coming out? Friend, just be 20 for the party. Is that his bodyguard?
Look at that. No, that's his two sons.
Hell yeah. That guy rocks.
How you doing, Corey?
Like did the guy ballet. Not even bring a fucking... Oh, all right. Yeah, probably ballet.
Let me check my coin purse. It's on my chain.
Here's a dollar and a button and a gum wrapper. Yeah, I'm a cartoon character.
I think it's a 20.
I was going to say, I think he gave him a 20, but again, this is because the guy's filming him.
Well, yeah, the other guy didn't have any money in his wallet. Yeah. He had a big-ass wallet with no money in it.
Yeah, he's so mad that he got rid of that 20 because he's like, man, my lunch and dinner is in that thing that my son's holding.
Nobody finished their pot pie. Oh, they're at Gangs? What is that? Craig's.
I think it's Gangs.
Slipknot.
Ah, Slipknot rocking.
Yellow Slipknot hoodie is hard.
Corey.
Oh, dude, you know that hurts Corey to have to sign something because that's something he could sell signed.
No. Well, one, he knows that this guy's going to make money off of it, too. Yeah. He
this
didn't
guy's
make
not
any
making
money
off
of it, so it's double bad. Dude, well, no, Jeff, even $5 to Corey is like, that's six dinners.
Well, it's even
it's
better.
Like so many marbles.
Well, what's better is him thinking about what this guy's going to make off it. Because in Corey's head, the guy's going to make $500 off it.
Easy. Yeah. So he's annoyed that one, he's signing it for free. And two, this guy's going to immediately go and flip it for $1,000.
Meanwhile, he's like, I just met Michelle Kwan. Thank you, Michelle Kwan.
Anyways, there's that video. But yeah, he, what's
I'm surprised
so funny,
he hasn't like put up a video like talking about it, just being Corey.
He's got to be close to it, I imagine. But he has put out one of the tweets I found.
But he has put out a rap album
because he's retweeting all the stuff about Drake Bell. Because again, he keeps talking about he's trying to link it to his film, which you can't even find anywhere.
Well, you can find
a
very good pared down edit with a commentary track on the Jim and Them YouTube channel.
He just gives up and links to our video.
That'd be so fucking awesome.
Oh, let me see. Did he delete it? Because he had a tweet where he told someone to go fuck themselves.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. You got to go in the replies.
Was it like hashtag?
His replies were like, whoa, I can't wait to see you.
Hashtag go fuck yourself.
Great advice. Back in 1999, you're an idiot.
Where is it? He might have deleted it because I think it was earlier in his timeline here. But because it was someone being like, oh, thank you, Drake Bell, for actually naming names, unlike Corey Feldman, who wanted to charge you money or something like that.
Hell yeah.
And he was like, go fuck yourself. But he linked this article that I think to him, he thought it named the names he named. He linked this article from HoopsHabit.com, Drugs, Divorce, and Disneyland with Michael Jackson, The Life of Corey Feldman.
EN.HoopsHabit.com.
But I looked at it. What's even funnier about it is because he clearly didn't even look at the article, and he just assumed this broke down the names he named. It doesn't name anything like that. It's like an AI-written article that just has like a list, kind of, where if you read the names in bold, you'd be like, oh, is he... Because one of the names, the first name in bold is River Phoenix. Like, is he saying River Phoenix is an abuser? No, it's just, you know, it's just one of the first, like, losses he felt was another young actor by the name of River Phoenix. Huh. And then Mogwai Fur is the next in the list.
What?
And apparently, maybe this is in his book that we didn't read. After he shot Gremlins, but before it came out, he brought in Mogwai Fur to school or something, and he was trying to show it to kids in school, and they thought he was a lame ass.
Fuck you, retard.
Because they didn't know what it was.
Oh, and F-slurs were flying like fucking
we
shooting stars back then.
Dumbass,
so, dude,
Corey.
He was getting called an F-slur left and right, probably.
What the hell is Mogwai Fur was the sentence yelled at a 13-year-old Corey Feldman by a schoolmate who followed the words with a spitball? The actor had taken it from the set of Gremlins to impress his peers, but they hadn't seen the movie yet.
Yeah, that's like, I want to say it's a fake story, but he would bring them for, like, look,
check.
I'm cool.
I got this thing from this movie you don't know anything about.
And then they list Michael Jackson, but they talk about how just he was such a big fan of him and how he got to meet him on the set of The Goonies.
Well, how he's like the spiritual successor to Michael Jackson.
And then they also mention him going to Disneyland with Michael Jackson. But the funniest story is they mentioned that the friendship ended after 9/11. And the reason why, I don't know, have you ever heard, there's like this legend, this lore, and I think they made a movie about it, is that Michael Jackson, after 9/11, he went to New York and did a road trip with like Liz Taylor and let me see, I think they list who else here. Marlon Brando, Liz Taylor, Liza Minnelli, to get them out of the city, because at the time it's like they were afraid, like you didn't know what was going to happen. You couldn't fly, you couldn't get out of the city. So apparently like Michael Jackson went there and like picked them up to get them out of the city to safety. But
yeah,
he didn't
homos.
But he didn't check in on Corey, who was also in New York City.
And Corey took that personally.
Yeah, supposedly Corey Feldman took that real personal. And in what I guess it's mentioned in one of his songs, he calls Michael Jackson Megaloman. The lyrics go, "I believed in your words, I believed in your lies. But in September in New York, you left me to die. I love you, Megaloman."
You know what? I love you, Megaloman.
You know what I do when I hate someone? I act like them all the time and turn my entire identity into theirs.
Actually, what's,
yeah,
let's
why did Michael Jackson steal all this swag from Corey?
Megaloman.
You know what's
song?
Great? That we're still somehow stumbling into Corey songs we haven't heard. Isn't that great?
Wait, is it from the Duh song? We know Duh.
Oh, yeah. Apparently. Yeah, they're showing it. Yeah, let's look up Doug again. The lyrics
or
run.
Duh.
To...
Yeah, what are the lyrics for Duh?
Because Vice has an article about Duh. No wonder Vice went under.
Duh. Shit, I'm trying to remember how that goes. I remember the Duh part.
I don't remember this at all. I'm really glad
as long as it's under the Halo D-U-H. Duh, 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 duh.
Look at all those Duh yaps.
What's this in the Duh?
In 2001, yeah, they're featuring New York City, but not help him. Yeah, so look, they stole, that other article stole from this article. It's basically just...
You left me to die.
Is
Michael,
it something in your eyes? It can't
that's
be.
That's so funny. You left me to die.
No, it's in Duh. They just heard the lyric.
No, I just searched the lyrics in on Genius. Megaloman's not in here.
What?
I'll go back to that other article.
Yeah, what was that other article saying then?
I want to hear. I want to make sure we're hearing the remastered version.
Yeah,
from Love Left 2.1. Because if we don't hear that version.
Features a song. Maybe this song doesn't even exist. Maybe
the song is called Megaloman, it's saying?
Oh, okay, Megaloman. All right.
You left me to die.
Oh, here we go.
Look at that picture.
Is this album called The Former Child Actor?
Who cares?
He looks like a deathmatch wrestler.
Yeah, maybe this is like his Limp Bizkit death metal sneeze.
This is awesome. This is how he gets at. He does mushroom head at Michael Jackson.
Just wait, he's going to make it awful.
No, this is awesome. Sounds like an Italian movie.
Yeah, what do you think it's going to do when it drops?
I can't wait.
He's going to just...
I'm really loving these Attitude wind chimes. How could he top that?
Yeah, is it going to just turn into like the... Like the thinnest, like tick, 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 tick. Like, you know how it always has this weird buildup, but then it drops to like the thinnest, like nothing, almost like a Casio keyboard background.
It's always a keyboard every time.
You say you're the best.
Did I fucking call that or did I call that, dude?
That's the most default ass Casio drum machine I've ever heard.
I swear I've never heard this before.
You don't get lo-fi, man. This is bright eyes.
Yeah, true.
It's like the default on like one of those toys you press. I like when the press is prevalent.
Ooh.
This is hurting my head.
Oh my god! Like, how is it worse?
It's like a wall of. It's like I'm being assaulted by noise.
It's always worse than the next every time.
Oh, this is a different.
Yeah,
this is
a different
barely a song. Jim, you can't find the lyrics because no one's ever heard this song.
Anyone?
We're the first people to ever hear this song.
Oh, is this on the Loved Left 2.1 box set? It must be.
Well, it's one of his songs, so I bet it's on there in three different ways. I bet it's on there like, well, here's the remix, here's the original version, here's the studio version, here's the acoustic version.
What is hilarious is no lyric site even have... No,
you have to understand
right,
the song.
Nowhere has, like usually you just search lyrics, they come right up, but nowhere seems to have a breakdown. No, no lyrics on any of these.
Okay, dude, well, you said we can add them. Let's add them.
What are the comments like? Good.
Oh, turned off.
What is this beat?
Yeah, you hide your voice, you change your look.
We love you, Megalo Man.
Hoo ha! Hoo!
But now I can think.
Wait, why did he burp? It was like,
this is like I'm selecting my jet ski in a video game, and this is like the loop that's in the background. I don't know. Do I want the slow one or the? I'm selecting something else.
Yeah, there it was. You left me to die.
Was this recorded during 9/11?
I love that he thought he got left to die. That's such a funny thing. What a great way to word something. Michael Jackson,
dust,
you left me in New York to die.
The dust is coming down. His foot's trapped under like a piece of rubble. Michael Jackson drives by in a double-decker bus with Liza Minnelli.
He's acting like he was like his leg was pinned on a piece of rebar, and Michael Jackson's like, it's too late. Leave him.
What are you doing down there, homo?
He's using his real voice on him like, fuck you, Corey.
Ooh, ooh, ooh,
it's ooh. Like Silent Hill music.
I mean, come on. Is this the worst song that's ever been written?
No, I feel like
this
every
is like
time
Toby and Earl music.
Every time we listen to a new one, we always think that, but then we like it. But I don't think we'll this one.
Because this isn't even music.
You can't even he's singing through like a Badlands chug boot like into the microphone. Yeah. Like you can't hear him at all.
Jeff's right. It really is just like arcade music picking your car while he like goes through like ooh, nine filters of like,
well, dude,
and there's seven
singing
vocal layers too.
Yeah, well, it's a Casio keyboard background with the yaps as the main lyrics.
Yeah,
he has the low yaps as just.
It is kind of Chief Keef before Chief Keef. Select your racer.
Manual or automatic?
Automatic.
Ridge Racer.
Choose your map. Europe, you're in hell. Welcome to hell. There's some trumpets going on now.
Yeah, it's like it's Mike Marvel versus Capcom.
Triumph or die.
Oh, wait, no, that's something else. All that fighting game music blends together.
Fatality.
Man.
It's all Jim coming around.
Yeah.
This is like the Blood Brothers. I'm losing my mind.
Yeah, no, this is just like a. This is like layers of.
This
like,
is Nine Inch Nails.
And the background just getting lit.
We love you, Megalo Man.
I need that.
Dude, that
on
needs
the sound
to be
insane.
Yeah.
But, and the background was getting more and more layered as well. It's getting more and more insane.
Yeah, it's like what schizophrenia must feel.
Yeah, like you're like you're sinking into hell, and the further you get, like the louder like the layers of the song
go. Oh no, I'm in the sky level. There's trumpets.
We love you, Megalo Man.
We gotta hear Duh now. If you don't remember Duh, Mike.
Yeah, I want to listen to just a bunch
Duh
of this
is a
and
banger.
Then watch Blue videos.
There's no way.
Especially compared to that, Duh is a
I
banger.
Feel like his only good song is Ascension Millennium.
Duh. We watched one with the Angels too. He has a performance.
Yeah, he has a music video for this.
Because I like...
Duh.
I don't know. It's just duh. 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 Duh.
You must be divine to be an angel. For an angel
like,
can do no wrong.
Destiny's Child.
As long as it's done...
This sounds like us making a fake song.
Duh.
Duh. Duh.
That's not fair to us. Forky Romano didn't run so Corey could walk. Fart, 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 fart.
Everybody talking out. Everybody
talking out.
Everybody trying to stop it.
This guy is a chameleon. He changes with the genres.
Yeah,
you know,
this is a good one.
Through the years.
He's not different genres. It's just none of his music is a genre.
Yeah, different new genres every time. This is mumble rap.
This is like, it's like if mindless self-indulgence is really bad.
I'm gay. This is like what new Kendrick albums sound like, though. It's like, people are like, he's the goat. Wait for the beat drop, though, yeah. Mike. You're gonna beat drop. You're gonna beat drop.
He almost does do Kendrick voices.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Kendrick's voice on the new one is out of there. Get out of here, K-Dot.
That's a Kendrick voice for sure.
This is all Kendrick with. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Oh. Duh, Mike.
There's no way I've ever heard this.
Okay,
song.
So which do you.
I refuse
now,
to believe I've ever heard this song.
How much of Megalo Man do you now remember?
yeah. Which one do you like more?
Fuck, how did the chorus go for Megalo Man?
I don't remember anything.
You're just a Megalo Man. Okay, good. My faculties are still about me.
It's a sexy and fun spoof, is what Duh was described as. Done under Halo.
It's about time this guy.
That's me doing the Halo song.
Worked an acronym in there. Very good.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, there's a dancing video.
What? Pull it up.
Yeah, we watched the video.
I must not have been here.
Yeah, what? Let's listen to the song again.
Yeah, let's hear it again.
The podcast listener was like, fuck!
Who's this chick?
Tana.
That's his jealous wife.
He never actually listens to me. He only plays with his instruments, and he has about 18 instruments, and I don't know which one he's using at what time, and he's usually just tweeting from all 18 of them.
You know, sometimes I'm just trying to get work done.
Focus,
like,
focus.
I feel like she doesn't even understand me. It drives me crazy because I'm just...
I love you.
Is this him, like, trying to be reality star guy?
Yeah, it's like that take on the reality show. Yeah, 9 years ago.
He has, like, motorcycle crocs.
I really don't remember this.
No sex for 2 weeks. Really, really great relationship.
Hey! Hey, guys.
Oh, yeah, this is when there were still angels.
Yeah, the angelic. Well, it's so funny because he really was trying to make himself a Hugh Hefner type for a while, and then it all pivoted to, like, no, I'm a victim, and I stand up for victims of abuse.
Well, because he was around a bunch of hot chicks and then married the one that looked like a dude.
Hey, Courtney. Hi, Corey. Oh, my God, you look so cute today.
Meanwhile, next day.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, it makes her a little...
Pastry?
You don't remember this, Mike?
Yeah, maybe you weren't in. Maybe you weren't near that.
I don't think I was here because I've never seen it. I don't remember this either.
I don't remember this part. I remember the song, though.
What just happened?
Because I like... I don't know. It's just duh.
You must be divine.
All right, yeah, we remember the song.
No, I want to see the dance.
No eyebrows and shit.
Oh, okay, you want to see a little dancing?
What the fuck is this?
As long as
this is insane.
The halo. Duh.
This is weird and corny, but also creepy and makes me feel weird.
This should be. This should have been in the documentary, The Quiet on the Set.
Yeah, Corey being a real creep. Blatant cum shot.
Yeah, that was a cum joke.
I like that he's wearing like like Archer's pants.
Well, he looks like a Kingdom Hearts character.
This is when he was doing good, too.
He's got production value, kinda.
Yeah.
I mean, he's like doing a I Love Lucy bit.
Yeah.
He's so tiny.
He's always smaller than every girl.
And he's always doing the worst dance you've ever seen next to people doing the same dance, but not at the same time.
He's dancing like the mask.
Look at all these chicks just shaking their asses. That's
yeah,
so
these
not
aren't
Corey.
Official angels. He's got Asians and blacks.
This ain't Corey.
Well, that's this. Actually, this is Corey, but he had to pivot from this.
Sure.
Because he had to pivot from this to be sexual assault victim guy.
Anything else come out on Sci-Fi Records?
The N-word is all about.
N-I-G-G.
Why can't I say it?
This is despicable.
What happens? It's late at night. You're walking down the street. You turn down a dark alley, and it's Corey's shoulder dancing. You just throw your watch.
There he is, yeah. Dude, look how embarrassing his dancing is.
I like the shorter dude.
It's the worst dance. And everyone's doing it better than him.
This is where he breaks it down, though. He's just in his sweats.
What the fuck is he doing?
Choreography by Corey.
He's doing the pillar.
Well,
the pillar dance.
I guess that's the only way you can dance when boop, 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 is playing in the background.
Is there there's no video for a Magna Man or whatever? Mega Man?
No, that was just the four-track days when he made Megalo Man.
That was when he was Iron and Wine folk rock.
Yeah, wow.
Duh.
I'm so glad I wasn't here the first time we watched this.
Kiwi Mango says he genuinely likes Corey's cover of Cry Little Sister, the Lost Boys song. I think we listened to that.
I think we all really liked it and agree with him.
Yeah, let's see.
I'm Corey's wife.
Is it only live? Does he not have a studio version?
Yeah, but it's one of those videos you watch live, you cry.
You have to buy Love Left 2.0.
Yeah,
2.1 to get it. That's the whole point of Love Left 2.1. Jim, do you even understand why Love Left 2.1 exists?
We should do extreme skimming, then where every time we lose skimming, then we have to buy another box.
Fuck! We have to spend it all on Corey's box set again.
Six star, who is my my friend I'm talking about is Mr. Corey Haim.
Corey Haim's not your friend.
It's a cease and desist on stage.
Do we hear it in the doc? Maybe that's how Kiwi Mango heard it?
I think we might have just heard it in one of his shows.
Oh, look at their dumb hats.
I love that he's always standing backwards so he can spin around and do a bad dance.
He's wetting his whistle.
He's wetting his whistle.
Wait, it looks great there.
Is that a wig?
It's gotta be, right? It doesn't look like real hair.
It's gotta be his real hair.
No, I think it's a wig.
He looks awesome here.
Here's the thing. I don't know Kiwi Mango. Like, I don't know him well enough to say he's a big, fat, stupid retard.
Wait.
You didn't even give it a chance, Mike.
He simply said that this is great.
He's going to hit those high notes.
Yes. It sounds like he's pooping.
I will say, at the very least, he's singing on this. Like, usually he's not. He's just doing, like, sounds.
Surviving.
Yeah.
But he has no range, so you can't even call this singing.
I just think, like, he's doing what he can with his voice here. He's not trying to be something else. That's the only thing I'll really give him.
It's incredible.
Plus, this is, like, 10 years ago, I think, too. Or 7 years
ago. Pete Corey.
yesterday.
You're fucking it up. Turn it. Stop but fucking it up.
Yeah, we
it
get
up.
It. Anyways, that's him doing the Lost Boys track.
Okay.
Yeah, Dave was saying that's Chris Angel. He's giving Chris Angel vibes.
What the fuck is wrong with our listeners?
You never seen Chris Angel?
No, I'm saying that Kiwi Maker said he liked this song, and then Dave was saying he looks like Chris Angel.
But he does look like Chris Angel here.
No, he doesn't.
With his wig?
He simply has black hair.
I don't know. I think that's Chris Angel.
Having black looks like hair Danzig. Doesn't mean you
look Let me like see.
Chris Angel.
Let's see. Is it 2010 Chris Angel?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, that's
Dude.
Chris Angel.
Look at him.
They just both have black hair.
Now pull up Chris Angel. Oh, what?
I think Kiwi Man goes on to something here.
Yeah. Do you?
Let's hear all the other versions of it.
Let's hear Chris Angel's version of Cry Little
Corey's
Sister.
Corey's Cry Little Sister. My friend Corey.
Let's hear Chris Angel's version of Blackbird.
Freak, little sister.
You remember Corey's version of Blackbird,
his version
right?
of Blackbird is no, good.
That's why I didn't
From his birthday. When was birthday concert?
I don't remember any of these, you guys.
Blackbird, taking in the dead. Oh, no.
I either wasn't here or I just blocked all this out of my head.
Oh, I think this is from when we were watching. Yeah, his birthday jam.
His birthday jam at the Baked Potato.
It's funny
because
it's this video is 39 minutes, and when it shows it on YouTube, I saw the full red bar, like meaning we watched the whole thing.
Blackbird.
Classic us.
Hopefully it's one of those videos that has the links to all the songs. No way.
It probably doesn't, though.
No comments.
Yeah, I'm not going to skim through, but it's just, you know, Corey singing the Beatles. Of course it's great.
Let's skim a little bit.
Oh, it's the first one. All right, it's the first one.
It's hurting him so much that he can't just be dancing. Imagine Michael Jackson dancing to Blackbird.
Yeah, the baked potato said no dancing.
It's immediately bad. Take this and learn to see all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to be free. This is embarrassing.
Yeah, I mean, it's Tom Waits. Like, it's just like a guy at karaoke, but like not someone you go pay to see.
No, or somebody whose birthday party you attend on purpose.
I mean, this could have been. Is this his last great birthday he had because of his bitch wife?
Oh, yeah, his bitch wife where he ruined every other birthday.
Well, that and COVID.
Yeah, actually, no, he had one in, because he had Corey 5.0. That was like 2021 or 2022. Because at least his bitch wife was there for that one, not keeping his birthday party away that year.
I can't wait for Corey 5.1.
Let me see, though. Because he had some other fucking absurd tweets, of course. Looked like, do you have some new ones? No. All right. Yeah, he was showing the video we watched where... that video where the TMZ or whatever went up to him was on TikTok or something. I did make a mistake here, actually. Okay, yeah. Brian Peck did not have a job on Two and a Half Men. He was in jail during that. He got a job in anger management. Of course, hashtag my truth doc. 4 years ago, you would have already known about this. And today's the 2/22 day, March 22nd. It's the 2/2.
Oh.
His favorite day.
Does that happen every month?
Yeah.
Well, it's March 22nd again.
Apparently, I guess the tour must be over, the Loserville, because he's in Indianapolis for some sort of convention where, of course, you could pay him absurd amounts of money for pictures and Funko Pops and autographs.
Funko Pops for the first time outside of Cali.
That's the irony of him leaving Loserville is if you come and get that signed, you're actually from Loserville.
Yeah, he left Loserville to create the colony of Loserville. Yeah. New Loserville. Yeah.
Well, it's great. His tweet is like, happy 2/2 day, just landed in Indy, and I'm ready to get my autos and photo ops on. Okay, just kidding. I'm going to get some rest first because it's early. You like that bit?
Right. He did. Sorry, I was about to start laughing.
But he'll be there at 4 p.m.
Good. Wait, Jim, scroll up right there. Grow a pair and go fuck yourself.
Oh, that's what it was. Okay, yeah, grow a pair and go fuck yourself. There was that tweet I was looking for. And he linked that article that I was just skimming through that talks about how he hated Megaloman and how they had a party at the Four Seasons with him and Rick Schroeder and Corey Haim.
Why do I know the name Ricky Schroeder?
From Silver Spoons.
Ah, yes.
But see, like, if you, it's so funny because you scroll through this article, there's nothing really of interest in here at all.
Yeah.
Apparently got fired from the Lost Boys and then a day later rehired.
They're like, oh, he's so annoying. Fire him.
I guess the Keith of the Sutherland found Corey Feldman crying. Wait, the night Keith or Sutherland found Corey Feldman crying, the older actor went on to watch TV and drink wine with Jason Patrick in their hotel room. Feldman remembers, however, that every half hour or so, Sutherland would pull back the curtains and peer out the window, checking on me if I was still there.
That's his idea of like a heartfelt story.
You know, it wasn't in like a, it was like, oh, is that weirdo kid still out there?
Fucking kid still out there crying. Turn the TV
up. He is. He's still out there.
What is that dance he's doing?
Wind me, Diane.
2 years after the incident, Sutherland opened up to Feldman about how aware everybody was of the situation with his mother. We all knew what a mess she was, Sutherland admitted. There's so many times I wanted to go down there to shake some sense into her. Yeah, right. Then, yeah, they mentioned child slavery, but it's just about how his parents like had him work and took their money. Like, there's nothing in here. But then he's like, go fuck yourself. Here's a link. Here's a link to an AI worst article you've ever seen.
Here's a pointless link.
It looked fun, but it ain't.
So, yeah, retweeting a lot of stuff about Drake Bell. Yeah, hashtag the truth's finally coming out, and I fully stand with Drake. But where were the courageous people in my story who will come forward and admit that they stood with the wrong side? Does anyone feel guilt or shame over allowing me to be a scapegoat? It's always about this motherfucker.
Keep in mind, he's retweeting himself.
I think it's fucked up that those villagers chased Drake Bell and the scientist who created him into that windmill, and then he had to fall out because he's afraid of fire.
Well, it's also hilarious. Drake Bell kind of looks like Corey, too. He's got no lips at all.
Yeah, they fucked the lips off these guys. Yeah. That's how they keep them quiet. They're like, who went with? Oh, no, wait.
What name did you say? Dan what? Dan Snyder. Dan
Corey,
Dan Snyder.
Filming with me. Dan Snyder raped you.
Don't forget the hashtag kids too movement I started 5 years ago. Like, again, this guy, he doesn't even know how to be like at least humble in trying to take spotlight from a thing people are talking about.
Well, he doesn't know how hashtags work.
intervene as a bystander isn't taking off like he thought it would.
So let's not forget what stuff I've been doing for a long time. For some reason, old-ass stories keep showing up on my newsfeed. This one I couldn't resist. I saw it and thought, okay, I'll post for all the people who come on here asking why I demanded $10 million to give up names, and I say, no, I gave them up for free decades ago. Here's receipts.
Ooh, an article from AOL.com.
Yeah, no, I think we watched this, too. This is when he was on that show. He didn't give up names. No. He mentioned that he had gone to the police.
Yeah, he doesn't. He's just a liar. But then again, that's Corey in a nutshell.
Yeah, straight up lying ass.
Yeah.
Oh, and then, yeah, he mentioned he's been hacked. Oh, this is great. Yeah. This is another quote, hacked. Okay. It seems I've been hacked and attacked yet again. So if you've tried to stream or purchase my music, like Angelic to the Core, singles like Go For It or Duh from those albums, you'll notice they're no longer showing up on any streaming service. We're working to restore.
Uh-oh, so forgot to pay CD, baby.
Exactly. And he has to be like, oh, so, yeah.
Well, that's an old card. Okay, $20. Yeah. I got $20.
That's an old card.
I gotta give some plasma or something.
Corey really is the gift that keeps on giving.
It's so classic. Sorry, guys. I was hacked again. I know the stuff you bought for me didn't come.
I know,
but
I said you'd have it forever. Well, they're at it again, the wolf pack. See ya. I'm sick. What is that pick? Digital download is ass.
People can download the album or each song individually. The Corey Feldman Angelic to the Core.
Is that him doing the Thriller pose?
Angelic to the ass.
Well, that's kind of the Thriller pose, right? On the back? He laying around like that? Or one of the Michael Jackson albums?
Not really.
He's laying around? I guess he has a tiger.
There's the one where he's laying like normally. Not like that.
Yeah, he's not laying with his ass up.
Like women's hips. No wonder he got his booty smashed. Fucking pushed a doo-doo in that boy.
They smashed my boy's booty. No, Corey, your booty.
Pushed all the doo-doo up his boo-boo.
Oh, yeah, because someone's like, oh, you should just have them download the tracks from Sci-Fi Records.
Hey, there's my header.
Let me put this up.
Yeah, hold on. Let me right click and save this as my Twitter header.
Let's add this as this might have to be the new Boopak background.
He chose this picture on purpose. That's the worst picture I've ever seen.
Yeah, he fell out of a locker like that.
Oh, hey.
I was just tap dancing.
What is that picture, dude?
World exclusive Corey with a bunch of gay guys hanging from the roof.
What an amazing picture.
Corey Feldman is still back and better than ever. Yeah, is he?
Is this the worst website?
It's terrible. You buy his album for $19.
Yeah, the first one, yeah.
Or you could just stream it here. Does it stream actually or not?
But the value, when you look at it, 99 cents per song,
even
or
the skits.
$500 for the Love Left 2.1, which has way more songs.
Oh, these are just previews anyways. You have to buy them. You have to buy. Who's buying this
99
shit?
Cents each.
Well, fuck if you off. Buy them, then they, Jim, they're hacked, so you won't get them.
I could poop in a bowl and be like, this costs money. But that doesn't mean anyone's buying it.
It's so funny that that's the picture.
Look at the fonts he chose. It's like a joke website. Like it's a fake website.
Someone's mom on vacation.
Oh my God. This picture is insane.
It's like when, you know, they always bring up the Space Jam site. Like, can you believe this website from the 90s?
This website
is still
that was made
up?
90, this was made in 2020, like 2020.
Dude, that picture. Oh my gosh.
World exclusive. Corey Feldman's back and just shows him with a bunch of trapeze artists around him.
Yeah. What's that from? That's from. Is that
Go
the Essential? Oh, yeah, you're right. That's the Go For It video.
One of the videos doesn't work.
Well, because it was hacked. I can't believe he was hacked and they made one of the videos on Sci-Fi Records website not work.
They're trying to get Rob Reiner to call Corey Feldman for some reason. There's a tweet he retweeted. Hey, Castle Rock Entertainment, let's get Rob Reiner on this. It's Corey Feldman time. So please do the right thing. Call him.
That's like an alert that goes off in Rob Reiner's house. It's like, it's Corey Feldman time. Watch out.
Well, because it has something to do with
He's trying to be in Spinal Tap 2? What?
Why? I love Spinal
Tap. He's begging him. Please, Rob Reiner, call me.
Call me in for a quick inning. I promise I'll hit a home run. # FeldFam. Now's the time to make your voices heard.
He's begging Rob Reiner to let him in a sequel to Spinal Tap, which I don't even believe is probably real.
Well, the sequel also, like the cameos that they have apparently are Paul McCartney, Questlove, Trisha Yearwood, and maybe Corey.
Yeah,
imagine
maybe
how
Corey
bad
Feldman
that's going to be now.
Yeah, I can't. Like, who's asking for a Spinal? This is Spinal Tap 2.
Well, no one.
I
don't
believe those guys are still funny.
Yeah, no, there's no way that they can still make that funny.
I don't know. They're funny guys.
They are funny guys, but it's just, I don't know.
When's the last movie they made, though?
Like, well, I guess what? Christopher Guest?
Yeah,
what?
Like the Guest guys.
I don't know. Although I never really got into his movies either.
Well, and a lot of his movies
were not
comedies anymore, right? He stopped making comedies?
I mean, he was still doing, well, last I heard, but this was like a decade ago. He was doing like those mockumentaries still.
Well, you didn't like Spinal Tap?
No, I'm not talking about Spinal. I'm talking like Waiting for Guffman and like all those other movies he put out. I never really, I always heard they were good, but I never really watched them.
Yeah.
What did he do? He did it. He had a Netflix movie called Mascots in 2016.
I thought that was a TV show. I didn't even know. I thought that was a real TV show.
Unless, did it turn into a TV show? Well, no. It just says an hour and a half, so I don't know. Although, yeah, then he had something called Luden Wainwright's Surviving Twin, which I assume is like a special. Oh, yeah, it was like a music special.
Okay. All right.
For Your Consideration in 2006, A Mighty Wind in 2003, Best in Show in 2000.
I remember Best in Show being funny, but I couldn't tell you what happened in it.
He directed the Chris Farley and Matthew Perry movie, Almost Heroes.
Oh, whoa, really? I like that
movie. I didn't know that.
Me and Jake have been big boosters of that film.
But yeah, anyway, Spinal Tap 2.
Look at the Heather Dawn May. Corey
Heather
didn't even
Dawn
link
May
it.
Is a huge stan.
She literally said, like, look at her things. This is the one you had me upload back in 2016 so people could download it.
Hope this helps.
He just had a fan do it for him. That's why it looks like shit.
Yeah, because he always loses the files or whatever. He sells his computer for a GAC.
Apparently, someone targeted me again, broke into my phone, and got my passwords to cancel my distribution for multiple albums and singles. We're working diligently to resolve the issue. Please hold tight and hashtag stay tuned. We'll let you know when things have been restored and all my music's back up.
Immediately below, a whole story I never even heard. I'm sorry, I was distracted. Check out my twinsie, a ladies' man for a new era. Shout out to my boy Zen Feldman on his victory in court. Today, the bullies who jumped him last year, well, they're cuffed and taken away to jail. Was Corey Feldman's bullied because of his dad?
Apparently he was jumped. Yeah, he got jumped. Probably by the wolf pack, I imagine.
Oh, yeah. What do you think's worse? Corey lying about being hacked all the time? Or if he is just constantly being hacked because he has his password is password?
No, he's always lying. He's always lying and he's not paying. Like, because he's taking shortcuts and going the cheapest route possible.
He's looking for a new scheme.
That's what I'm saying. Would that be worse, is that he's just constantly getting hacked because he's stupid?
I don't know if it'd be worse. It's just not what's happening. I think what he's doing is worse, just lying about it. And thinking that people are going to buy into that shit.
He's calling his fans stupid, basically. Dude. Which they are.
Rob Reiner must be so annoyed.
He doesn't even think about
Corey. Rob Reiner, make this happen. Heather Don May will not stop tweeting at Rob Reiner for Corey.
Is she hot?
Yes.
I mean, I can imagine no. Heather Don May is like Corey's Daewoo.
Let's see. Okay.
She looks like ugly Tara Reid.
I'm rarely on Twitter anymore, says Heather Don May, except tweeting at everything Corey tells me to do.
Okay.
Wow.
I see you, Corey.
HeatherDonMayInc.com. What's that website? Grow your business.
This is a fake website.
Our team of experts offers strategic guidance, business planning, and project management services to help clients achieve their goals. We prioritize collaboration and communication to ensure that our clients receive personalized attention and tailored solutions. Our commitment to excellence and integrity has earned us a reputation as a trusted partner in the industry. Let us help you achieve success.
That sentence doesn't say anything.
It says there's no content there. It's just a lot of words.
Yeah.
I have no idea what their business is.
It's literally just words strung together.
Brand identity design, social media strategy, business growth consulting.
That could be the same sentence.
Our clients, stock photos.
just all these stock photos in a ready-made template.
It has a link to X. Is it to her X?
It's got
to
be.
See how crazy I am.
Look at all her Twitter. She's got two Twitters, two Instas, her own website. Oh, and IMDb, her YouTube. Yeah, what's her YouTube?
Oh, good, probably.
Heather Don May.
That she had a link to it.
It's behind the scenes for Corey Feldman music videos. One could only hope.
These are like these people that try to make money like doing nothing at all.
Yeah. There she is. There's the second one is her, I think, too. Oh, she got two. The other one.
Of course she does. You always got to have a backup just in case.
Okay, here we go. Playing World of Warcraft.
Yes, we're playing WoW. Wait, it really is just a lot of WoW videos. I didn't expect this. It's nothing but WoW videos.
Kitty fight.
It's literally exclusively videos of her playing World of Warcraft.
Not the kitty fight.
Views than our stuff.
There's a kitty fight here, though, Mike. This is my last chance. Arthur the King.
Have
I want to
see
Arthur the King. No.
Jimmy should see it.
Kitty fight.
Let's go.
Kitty fight, Mike.
I mean, if it's between World of Warcraft clips and this, I'm taking kitty fight.
I mean, there's no way this bitch has 66,000 subscribers, by the way. Those are all bots.
You're talking about this whore?
Yeah. This twat. This slit definitely doesn't have 66,000 subscribers.
Talking about this walking gash? Murph, you chiming in?
Slitty fight.
There's not even like commentary or like she's not even having fun filming it.
Oh.
It's just dead silence while kittens fight.
3 minutes.
Well, she's only keeping one cat, whoever loses.
Well, they're just playing. They're just having fun.
And a lot of WoW videos.
Dude, it's nothing but WoW videos.
My first time flying on a griffin. Maybe she's like, woohoo-wee.
Relaxing and chilling.
Bella Swan. She typed in the wave, but we could see her typing in the word wave.
Just relaxing and chilling in Warcraft.
This is good stuff.
This is ASMR for me.
Yeah, I'm loving this 17 frames per second WoW clip. She's got like whack-ass gear, and she's like, check me out, do a full 360.
Let's see your WoW kit, big man. Show you up.
Big man.
Karaoke?
Okay, here we go.
Don't skip ahead, Jim. Let it happen.
When we met, always knew.
Fake. Fake and bad.
Yeah, singing's not terrible, I guess. I don't know. When we
met. Because it's not her.
Yeah, it can't be, right?
Why? It's because it's so good. What's the good eye, do you think?
The left one is more open.
Yeah,
her
she got
left.
Like a wonky, right?
Yeah. Wall-eyed bitch. Wall-eyed cunt.
Yeah. Stupid whore.
Yeah. Fucking dumbass trick.
Thought that smell was the walleye. It's her pussy.
Whoa. All right.
That's a part one. Our misogyny is showing. We got to get out of here.
Wait. Never mind. So let's listen to Corey. Yeah. Let's listen to Collective Soul.
Listen. Oh, yeah. You know what? No, we'll listen to us talking about Corey. Yeah. We talked about Corey. You now you can hear old us talking about
Corey. I'll listen to Collective Soul in my free time, like usual.
We'll be back.
Ask hey, what's up? Popolis. This is Corey Feldman coming to you live and direct from Los Angeles, California. And I have a very, very special message for George Garcia, or maybe it's Jorge. I'm not sure. It might be George or it might be Jorge Garcia. But either way, I don't know you. That's not why I'm contacting you. I'm contacting you because I want to wish you a happy birthday. So happy birthday. Well, okay, I lied. I don't want to wish you a happy birthday. What this is about is that you're incredible.
Why does he think this is an endearing angle? Like, it really is annoying.
Yeah, like,
it's the best.
The whole point is we want it to feel like you wished us happy birthday. Like, well, I want to break you down how Cameo works. Your friend gave me a bunch of money. And a hat.
Anyways, and I'm Corey.
He didn't even finish his name. Hey, it's your boy, C-Doc.
The love of your life. You know, Carla, she contacted me and she said that it would make you really excited if you got a birthday message from me. In fact, apparently you guys came to one of my concerts and we even had a high five moment. I remember it like it was yesterday.
Just kidding.
So,
no, I don't.
For that reason,
I don't remember yesterday.
Yeah,
so that was
a
catch 22.
So I want to say,
I remember just like yesterday.
It was nice meeting you guys in Houston, and I hope that we get to see you at the next show whenever we tour again. Probably won't be with the Angels.
Angels.
Oh, goodness.
Ooh,
what's happening?
Spill.
Truth Movement might return soon. You never know.
They're going to break out the truth
option,
on me.
Or maybe another solo tour with another band. But one way or another, I'll be back in Houston. In fact, I'll be in Dallas for an autograph signing in a couple weeks. But anyway, listen, I've rambled long enough. I hope you have an amazing 40th birthday, and you should go give Carla a big, fat, wet, licory kiss.
Licory.
Thanks.
Licory. Kiss. Licory. Doc.
All of my kisses are licory because I'm an alcoholic.
Licory. Acetylopolis.
Liquor in the front. Poker in the rear. Actually, since we're on Corey, he did have this Rolling Stone expose this week. A lot of people were sending me this. Here's the picture I want to put in the chat.
Oh, yeah, that's him.
Oh, yes.
He wants to expose Hollywood's darkest secrets.
He can't help himself even in the Rolling Stone.
Yeah.
Just being like Michael Jackson. Like, even with the Michael Jackson stuff that came out, I was like, I'm going to look like Michael Jackson.
Out in the leafy suburbs of the Woodland Hills, California, is an okay house in an okay neighborhood. Wow. Way to go, Eric Hedegaard. Fucking throwing some salt already.
Own him.
Corey Feldman is wandering around saying he soon might name the name of the man he says raped his like-a-brother best friend and frequent co-star Corey Haim back in 85. He's been talking about naming this name for more than 7 years now, but each time Feldman has shied away at the last minute, citing lawsuit fears, further ostracism, and derailment of a career already off the tracks. Wow. This guy does not respect Corey Feldman.
No, he's fed up with him, just like us.
Yeah, that's true.
I was expecting this to be a puff piece, and it's like, yeah.
And possible physical harm to him and his family. He sucks on a nicotine-filled vape, exhales a plume, drops his head a little, and says, I mean, I've had my life threatened twice in the last 6 months. His wife of 2 years, a tall blonde named Courtney, nods. People want to kill him. They don't want what he has to say to come out.
They've been married 2 years.
Yeah, it feels like forever,
it
right?
It feels like ages. Yeah.
I can tell you that the number one problem in Hollywood was and is pedophilia. That's the biggest problem for children in this industry. It's the big secret. He really is trying to coast off this fucking...
Wait a minute, real quick. This related thing, is it a mess up? It says Deadwood rides again. More than 12,000 Boy Scout members were victims of sexual abuse.
Yeah,
what does that have to do with Deadwood? What does that mean?
Oh, they're two separate headlines.
Oh, it's weird.
It's just formatted terribly.
I was staring at it. It looks like it is one thing.
Yeah.
Deadwood rides again.
it's like that's what Deadwood was. It's like, yeah. This is why they canceled Deadwood, but we made them bring
it back.
It's
like a cowboy show nobody watched.
Oh, man.
Wow. Sorry. Back to Corey. I was so confused.
One possible obvious reason for keeping and hiding this big secret, no one really wants to hear about children and rape if it involves the nation's number one source of escapist entertainment. In 2013, Feldman went on The View to talk about how the pedophile numbers are larger than anybody knows and includes a ring reaching up into the Hollywood elite that's been shielded for years by the establishment. Barbara Walters looked him with disbelief, hands clasped across her belly, and snarled, "You're damaging an entire industry." I do remember that. That was kind of fucked up that she did that.
Yeah, everyone was mad at her at the time because Corey hadn't disgraced himself quite yet.
That's true. Then there's HBO Leaving Neverland, where two men allege that Michael Jackson, one of Feldman's closest friends growing up, abused them when they were kids. Feldman has always said Jackson never touched him inappropriately, and at times he seemed to be defending Jackson against accusers. This whole thing's one-sided with no chance of a defense from a dead man and no evidence other than the word of two men who as adults defended him in court. Oh, this is one of his tweets. This led to a barrage of criticism on social media, and a few days later, a clarification from Feldman. I cannot in good conscience defend anyone who's being accused of such horrendous crimes, but at the same time, I'm also not here to judge him because, again, he didn't do those things to me, and that was not my experience. I watched it with my wife and son, he says. It caused me to have concerns. It's the standard grooming process they describe. Everything was similar to happened to me up until the sexual part. Everything. He bought me gifts, a Watchmen TV. What? What's a Watchmen TV?
Oh, man. That's
like the comic?
It's a TV on your hand.
Was that a brand?
Oh,
Sony Watchman. Oh, it's
like
a portable
little handheld
TV.
Look how tiny that screen is.
That was like, you were fucking the shit in the 80s when you had this. Look at this little black and white TV I have. It gets one channel. A gold watch from Disneyland. So he's grooming me, and I just never ended up being his pick.
Now he has all sorts of questions.
Or is that who he was? That's the fucking thing. We'll never know. But I would have been exactly his type. I was cute, short, and blonde, you know?
Oh, so now he's sad he didn't get molested by Michael Jackson.
It really is coming
it's
off
like that
way,
Always
right?
Sunny episode where Mac has to go back to the teacher that they accused of molesting.
And it's also kind of a defense, too. Like, look, how can he pass me up? He was into boys.
Yeah, I was the hottest boy.
Although what allegedly happened to Corey Haim, Feldman has no doubts. Not one, he says. Much to the unending dismay of Corey Haim's mother, Judy, who says her son was never raped by anyone. And Feldman saying it happened only because he's still jealous of her boy's success. Ooh. And he's using Haim's name to scam the public out of crowdfunded money for a movie about industry pedophiles that'll never get made.
I mean, it's, yeah.
He's desperately trying to destroy my son's history, his image, and his memory, says Haim. It's a very deep jealousy thing that my son always got first billing. I'm sick of him. Dragging my son's name through the mud for 9 years. How shameful. This guy's a liar. The guy's sick, okay?
Oh, man. That would be the worst. Because remember when he came back with that reality show that was just basically about Corey Haim being a fuck-up?
Yeah, it was like
he was like, I'm going to take care of Corey Haim. Like, he was clean.
He was living in his nice suburban house with his wife, and then Corey Haim was the fuck-up deadbeat that came in and needed to sleep on the couch.
And then he dies, and he's like, he was raped.
But the thing is, I guess... Am I remembering it wrong? Didn't he also say that he was raped, too?
Yeah, yeah, he did.
But it really has changed to, like...
Corey Haim.
Yeah, not me. Corey Haim was raped a bunch of times. And remember the movie? I mean...
Imagine being Corey Haim's mom and just watching it change the narrative to that. Nobody seems to notice or care.
Well, did we all watch the two Coreys? Were you there for that, Jeff? Were you there for that, Kristen?
I was there,
I forget I was there.
People weren't there or not. Because even that movie, it really was all about how Corey Haim was raped.
Yeah.
I guess, like, people... They clearly, like, they hit on Corey Feldman, and he did some drugs, but he didn't get raped.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. It's almost like he had something to do with the production of the two Coreys.
To combat Feldman, Sheener supporters, and there are quite a few of them, have formed an online gang known as the Wolfpack. So there is a Wolfpack.
There is a Wolfpack.
They produce YouTube videos with the titles, "You Lowlife Feldman, You Have Gone Too Far This Time," and send out tweets saying...
Let's watch that video immediately.
Yeah. If longing to see Corey Feldman get gang raped in prison is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Hey, sometimes the Arctic army of locker room goons gets out of hand, and you can't be held responsible for what gets said to R.L. Stine.
I personally will never stop until Corey Feldman is in prison or a mental institution at best. That's problematic. Yeah, where is this?
I don't think it exists.
Yeah, man, I want to see that. I want to see this, "You Lowlife Feldman." Maybe that's a YouTube video.
Yeah, now that I'm reading this, is this him saying they do this, or is this a report of them doing this?
I mean, this is Rolling Stone saying that it exists. Let me just try.
I feel like they forgot to put it in quotes.
Yeah, that's what it feels like, a quote from him. But then they've watched
it. Yeah, that can't be the title, right? Yeah, no, it's not coming up. Let
Sissy
me see
Spacek?
Corey Feldman.
Sissy Spacek has a song?
Where's the wolf pack, though?
The only mention is whenever he's talking about it. Yeah,
I want to find the wolf pack channel. But anyways, back to the thing.
Too bad it doesn't exist.
Right now, Feldman's standing in his living room while a bunch of recent arrivals. It'd be great, though, if it's like to combat her and her supporters. They come to known as Jim and them. They have commentaries like Corey Feldman's cringe cameo. Corey Feldman standing in his living room with a bunch, while a bunch of recent arrivals busy themselves unpacking cameras, monitors, and light reflecting umbrellas. He's 47, but doesn't look much different than the impish, thin-lipped, wisecracking kid who became one of the mid-1980s most bankable teen faces. Ah, I think they're being a little too polite there.
Yeah.
When he smiles, you can still see that kid in there somewhere, but you also see a poster boy for the age-old perils of teen stardom and a story that turned tragic for his pal Haim.
His pal Haim,
who died in 2010 at the age of 38 from complications from pneumonia after a lifetime spent struggling against the various addictions that Feldman says he himself kicked for good in 95. No
in
way.
95.
Not a chance.
No way. Walking through the foyer in the back room, video game machine, jukebox, dartboard, vibrating easy chair, he's still thinking about the wolf pack. Maybe Corey Feldman gave these quotes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got these videos called, something like, you know, "You Lowlife Feldman, you gone too far." "They're plotting against me," he says. "There's been an assault charge pending against me, a labor board charge, things that are ruining my life. They're trying to get my kid taken away. All this is what I'm up against. These are the stakes. I'm fighting for my life. But I'm tired of being victimized and blackmailed. That's why I'm fighting back." This is what the film crew is about. The documentary "Truth: The Rape of Two Coreys." What a title! Him at the age of 14. Yeah, about the about men who allegedly molested him at the age of 14, and about the A-lister and others who allegedly raped or molested his best friend. Okay, so he does still say he was molested at least. "We got seven people who were told firsthand that this person raped Corey," Feldman says, "and they're all being interviewed." Feldman's gonna sit before the cameras as well.
Of course he is.
Yeah,
you think
he's
gonna not sit down in front of any
shot.
Camera?
Yeah,
he said he was told this is what all the boys do. It's called the boys' club. It's totally normal. All words that Haim said he once was told as well. Haim told him, and according to Feldman, they went on to describe the alleged rape in ugly, explicit detail. "When a kid tells you something as a way to arouse you, when he's sitting there with a hard-on trying to hook up with a guy,
you don't immediately go, where'd this come from? What is he talking about?
I don't know.
When a kid tells you something as a way to arouse you, when he's sitting there with a hard on trying to hook up with a guy, you don't immediately go, where'd this come from? It wasn't like he just said, hey, man, you know what happened to me? But the line he used, I'm not gay, but I was taught this by other guys in the business. How do you question that?
So is he saying that Corey Haim tried to fuck him?
Yeah.
That's the next turn.
Yeah, it does. I mean, this is what Corey Haim's mother's talking about, how he's dragging his name through the mud. I mean, I guess to be fair, yeah, if he was raped, it makes you confused.
Wasn't that kind of in that movie where, like, Haim was like, no, man, this is what we do.
That wasn't. Yeah, there was something like that in that
movie. He really is just be like, Haim sucked dick and I didn't want to.
Haim swore him to secrecy only to reconsider 23 years later and beg Feldman to tell his story should he die first.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. If I die first, tell my story.
Nobody knows what it's like to constantly console somebody whose life has been ruined by rape. Unless you've been there.
If I die, Jim, if I die, tell everyone that I got raped, that I started it, that I liked it, and I told you to do it.
Unless